It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, another day, another email dump. And this time, once again, we are seeing just how weaponized our own government was under the Obama administration and under the Biden administration. Speaking of which, Biden didn't just want to come after Trump. We've been saying this for a while now. If they can do that to Trump, what do you think they can do to you? Well, they were starting to. I've got a guest coming up later in the program that uncovered it all, and it's all starting to hitteth the fan. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive. Join in the conversation a number of ways. Most efficient is 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, the website, my email address, lmatthews, two T's, by the way, at freedom969.com, also Facebook and Twitter. Find me there. A school superintendent is getting paid by a district he never worked for. What's the deal? I mean, this is like Major League Baseball, you know, where one team is paying a player to, when he trades them, play on another team. And how accurate is all this? And is it costing Oklahoma any money? Why is the First Lady suing Hunter Biden? And why do I hope she wins? And you can think about it, but don't put it on social media. Today's edition of They're Not Getting Any Smarter will demonstrate. But you'll be smarter as a result of listening to Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. So from former Director of National Intelligence, DNI, James Clapper, overrode the objections of the National Security Agency, and that was Mike Rogers, in order to advance the narrative that the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, had interfered in the 2016 election. With a clear preference for Donald Trump, according to emails declassified by Tulsi Gabbard yesterday. The emails involve Clapper and Rogers discussing the 2017 intelligence community assessment about Trump and Russia that touched off years of Russiagate media frenzy, consuming much of Trump's first term. Now you're saying, well, yeah, Lee, we knew about this all along. We knew about this all along. No, this confirms it. We had documentation that was released earlier this month that, indicated, well, this confirms it. These are the actual conversations between the two people. The emails involve Clapper and Rogers discussing the 2017 intelligence community assessment about Trump and Russia that touched off the Russia Mediagate frenzy. Mike Rogers wrote of his concerns that he had with what he's hearing from his folks. And given the expedited nature of this activity, my folks aren't fully comfortable saying that we've had enough time to review all of the intelligence to be absolutely confident in their assessments. So I'm going to give Mike Rogers brownie points for at least raising his hand, because he seems to be the first idiot in that whole administration to raise their hand and say, no, we can't do this. We're not comfortable with this. Clapper overrode Rogers without defending the underlying intelligence and instead appealed to an ethos of intelligence being a team sport. What's the matter with you? Aren't you on the same team? Clapper wrote, quote, "It is essential that we be on the same page and are supportive of the report." Why? It's not accurate. It's not even authentic. He goes on to say, in the highest tradition of that's our story and we're sticking to it. This one project has to be a team sport, he said. Documents declassified by Tulsi Gabbard in recent weeks have revealed that President Barack Obama's intelligence chief spun, cherry-picked, and in some cases, wholly manufactured raw intelligence reports to support the narrative. Predetermined in leaks to the media that Putin had a clear preference for Trump and aspired to help his election chances when possible by discrediting Secretary Clinton. Some of the documents had been confined to CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, for years. I don't know whether to be impressed or amazed that they hung on to these documents. Because the previous documents, if you remember, were stuffed in a burn bag and for whatever reason were never burned. The new documents represent the fourth tranche of declassification by Gabbard regarding the Russiagate saga. Advisors to Gabbard, detailed from various spy agencies, are working to declassify more documents in the public interest and clean house across the intelligence community. I would say that is well overdue. So, once again, Mike Rogers, who was the National Security, he was the director of the National Security Agency. He was, so far, he's the only one that I've been able to find in this whole thing that has said, hey, wait a minute, we shouldn't do this. This is a bad deal. We're not comfortable with this. Now, I'm not saying he was being righteous because he wanted to protect Trump. I don't think that at all. But at best, he knew the difference between right and wrong. At best, he seemed to understand, hey, this is not what our country is about. And then to hear, you know, what Adam Schiff had said about this same time.
You have a president peddling these falsehoods, and you have essentially people putting out propaganda like Rudy Giuliani to further that fiction. It is, I think, of a size and scope probably beyond Watergate.
Yeah, it is beyond Watergate. All Nixon wanted to do with Watergate is to cover up the theft. He wasn't trying to actually destroy somebody. 405-608. Although if he had this kind of an NSA and this kind of an FBI and this kind of a DOJ, he probably would have utilized it. This is why Democrats are losing and have lost. Even their biggest charges against a president are manufactured. They're not authentic. Authenticity, there's the word. There was another, we'll get into that later in the program. There was another poll out that CNN once again had to admit Trump is harder on crime than Biden could have even dreamed of being. And that the people love it. That the people of the United States are much more hawkish on crime than the Democrats are believing. I don't think it has anything to do with what the Democrats are believing. I think it has everything to do with, if you're a Democrat and you want to win in a Democrat district, usually those Democrat districts are interurban areas where people feel repressed by the police. So when you talk bad about the police, or you say, I'm going to defund the police, or I'm going to cut the police, that's how you win elections in those districts. That's why I think the Democrat platform is dove-ish on crime. And then, of course, once you publicize that your candidacy will mean that you will cut the police force, well, then crime instantly increases. Where's the report? I don't have it right here in front of me, but all right, the governor of New Mexico, one of the biggest critics of Trump and Trump's policy in Washington, D.C., one of the biggest critics. She had to admit earlier today, yeah, we got a problem. We got a problem. Yep, I might have to do the same thing here in New Mexico because we got a problem. And how much of that problem is being fueled by drugs? Drugs that in New Mexico they legalized some time ago. So a lot to get to today. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. James writes, Lee, I think it's time we asked about the Epstein files that should be released by now and demand all clients be prosecuted. Well, that's the thing. Okay? That's the thing, James. President Trump has asked for them to be released. The Department of Justice has asked for them to be released. And the Congress has asked for them to be released. But that's all they can do. They cannot force the Justice Department to release them because that is a separate division of government. That's a separate tier of government. And the holdup is two judges, one in Manhattan and one in Florida, and they insist upon not releasing any more documents than have already been released because they fear for the privacy of some of the victims. So their minds are going to have to change if any of the documents are going to be released. It is not a conspiracy of people hiding it. And I have a troll online today. He keeps trolling me and trying to provoke me into an argument. He, too, keeps saying, well, you're just a fan of a pedophile. Trump was a pedophile because he went to Epstein's Island. Well, no, he didn't. But we don't really know now, do we? Because we can't get the documents. And we can't get the documents because of two Biden-appointed judges. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air and starting things off with Lee Matthews on the drive.
Mr. Matthews, Mike and Hedman.
Mike and Hedman, good to hear from you, and thank you for hanging on.
Oh, not a problem. My pleasure. Just held on long enough to hear about the troll. Well, never mind the fact they can just go to their ogre family back under the bridge and rest
really good for afternoon. Well, the bad part is he's dropping F-bombs and other profanity on my page, so I just flat out told him today, I'm happy to have a conversation with you on this platform, but if you keep dropping these profane words, I'm going to block you. I haven't heard back from him, but I have a hunch that's not going to do.
No, and like I said, because profanity is all they have. It's all they have.
It's all they have, yes.
Logic and reason, yeah. So on to the point that I wanted to raise, two things.
Mm-hmm.
First is a question or a statement. I will say I think that while our intelligence community, they definitely are – they've got some credibility issues right now with what we've seen, with everything they did with weaponizing against Trump in 2015, 2016, and again here in 2019, 2020. I think it is very telling that these records, even though all this, like the whole Russiagate thing was back in 2016, those records were still left to be found and recovered and to be brought forward 8 years later.
That's what's blowing my gourd. It's blowing my gourd that they don't exist at all. Why they haven't been destroyed, I don't know.
I think it speaks to the fact that, okay, maybe you've got this cabal of, you know, people way at the top that have that, you know, we're, you know, pushing a political narrative or we're, you know, for whatever nefarious purpose you want, that a good number of the rank and file weren't going for it. So,
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Clean house, but I think it's pretty clear if they were able to find it and then publish it, especially this early on into the second Trump administration, that there's a lot more of the rank and file that were, you know, out there trying to do the right thing and made sure that what was going to be out there to be found was indeed going to be recoverable. Because they had 8 years to make that stuff disappear, and the fact they didn't tells me there were a lot more good actors in there than bad actors.
You got a good point.
The whole Trump, what are you talking about, like the silent majority that
uh-huh.
we have, the silent majority of Trump voters. I think you got the silent majority of good actors there for, you know, in the intelligence community. That maybe they weren't loud or vocal or doing anything stupid, but they made sure they were doing the right thing in their hearts and minds. The second question I wanted to raise was this. I read the article of the New Mexico governor declaring a state of emergency, I guess, because for crime and everything else.
Yeah.
Was it the New Mexico governor or the Arizona governor that did something similar some months ago to essentially institute a gun-free zone and more or less circumvent the Second Amendment? Was that her or was that Arizona?
No, it wasn't Arizona because Arizona is an open carry state.
But you remember the article that I'm talking about? I want to say it was the governor of New Mexico. They instituted a state of emergency or what is it somewhere to essentially create a gun-free zone in a city for a limited period of time. And if this is the same governor, I cannot but wonder, is by her declaring this, is this her trying to take another swing at it? Other viewers out there, fact check me, tell me I'm wrong, but I want to say that was my first thought, that they're going to use state of emergency to institute a local, you know, temporary gun control scheme, because they did it before recently.
Well, and that's what I don't understand about high crime in New Mexico. New Mexico has two main cities, Santa Fe and Albuquerque. And
I want to say it was Albuquerque.
Okay.
I want to say it was Albuquerque.
Yeah. And Santa Fe, Santa Fe is an on fire liberal city. On fire. Yeah. I mean, arts, crafts, it's nothing to see people having protest marches for protests, protesting a protest. I mean, it's really weird. I was a young man visiting a cousin. I guess I was about 18, and I saw my first no nukes rally in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, it's a no nukes rally. Cool. I never thought I'd see one in person. Anyway, it would have to be, because, well, the point I was
going to... I'm behind the wheel, so I can't Google it.
I understand. I've been in New Mexico. It's a beautiful state. I love New Mexico. But the biggest city is Albuquerque, and Albuquerque is not that big. I mean, Albuquerque, I think, population-wise, is smaller than Oklahoma City. So it's not like Albuquerque is this thriving, crime-ridden metropolis. You know, it's always beautiful there, and everybody's happy because it's always beautiful there. So I don't know, when they talk about a crime problem in Albuquerque, that I take it that seriously.
I was a little surprised about it as well.
Yeah.
And
it's like saying, man, they got a crime problem there in Maui. What?
I guess that was my question. Again, if you have the power of the internet, if they did this once before, is this another, like, backdoor gun control or some other kind of top-down? And I get why Trump's doing it in D.C. Again, the D.C. leadership is more or less adjudicated any responsibility to be hard on crime. But this is a Democrat governor in a blue-leaning state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... breaking with their entire party ideologue on the role of law enforcement. I don't think she's doing it to be altruistic or to be suddenly tough on crime. I'm wondering, okay, what is the other play? Is it a gun control scheme, or is it some other scheme they're trying to pull? What's the angle? I want to believe that they're doing it for the right thing, but the Democrats have a very bad case of what I call the bad decision bug.
They do, and this, you know, whatever her motivation, it's not going to work because, all right, Arizona is an open carry state, and you could have gun-free zones all you want. Nobody's going to mind them because everybody can carry a gun. And New Mexico, I don't know if they...
Arizona or New Mexico? Yeah.
Arizona is an open carry state. New Mexico, I want to say, has they're not open carry, but they're licensed open carry. So you can get a license to open carry, and they have reciprocity with Oklahoma. I know that because I've carried guns through New Mexico without any problem. So I'm not sure how well setting up one city as a gun-free zone is going to work either, except that maybe she's up for re-election next year. I don't know.
Yeah, and this emergency order she did, I don't think it's for the city. It's for the whole state.
Well, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Those New Mexicans like their guns just like we do. Got to run. Mike, thanks a lot for the great conversation in Edmond. I'll try to look up what it was you're talking about on Freedom 96.9. You want to do the same, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on the drive. Opening up the closet, getting out the case, opening it up, and noticing that your archery rig is all ready for the field this hunting season, and then you realize, one of the strings is broken. Don't let that happen to you on September 30th when hunting season opens on October 1. If you are an archery hunter, now's the time to get your rig into H&H Shooting Sports for the preseason service. I'm Lee Matthews. The reason you need to do it now is that everybody waits to the last minute. So if you go in even in September, it may be way into the middle of October before you get it back and ready to go. The Archery Pro Shop is going to place the expert technicians on your gear and make sure it's in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in that September rush. Bring your bow in today to H&H Shooting Sports. While you're there, whether it's bows or whether it's firearms, you need to keep them safe. They're doubling down on Browning Safe rebates, up to $800 in rebates to protect your gear, your firearms, and your top-of-the-line safe from H&H Shooting Sports. Plus, delivery and installation, they've got it, and you'll want to use it. From H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on your way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Got an exclusive number for you. 405-877-7663. It's Lee Matthews, and that's the number to McRoof, McRoof.us, the official Matthews Mansion roofer, and they should be yours too. McRoof will do more than just replace the shingles on your roof. They will fortify your roof. That is, to make it better than it was before. And they'll talk things over with your insurance company. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com, that's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
You get news on your TV, you get news update on your watch if it's connected to your phone. Okay, it's everywhere you go. So if they reinforce a mindset and people consume enough of it, they start to believe things are true. This is how the media was dominant in the first Trump term in a way that they no longer are because they've been so widely discredited so many times and they never went back to acknowledge the wrongdoing.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Now, there may be no second meeting because if I feel that it's not appropriate to have it because I didn't get the answers that we have to have, then we're not going to have a second meeting.
That's Donald Trump getting psyched up for tomorrow's meeting with Vladimir Putin in Fairbanks, Alaska. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And I did look up what Mike was talking about a moment ago when it comes to the gun control in New Mexico. Yes, Governor Lujan of Mexico did try to invoke a temporary gun ban based upon health. She was trying to do it under the guise of health department, through the health department. Oh, we've got to stop, we're going to ban guns because it's for the good of our health of our youth and all. And it went all the way to the New Mexican Supreme Court who upheld it, but it expired after a couple of months. So she could only do it for a couple of months at a time. And then she was asked if she would do it again this year, and she said no, she won't. So that's where we are on that. But as far as I know, there's no other ban going on in New Mexico. And all the other things have been sheer rhetoric against Donald Trump. And she's up there with that ilk that's trying to make it look like Donald Trump's becoming a dictator. Oh, he's taking over the police force in Washington, D.C. And next, he's going to be taking over the police force in Baltimore. And then he's going to take over the police force in Boston and then New York. And then he's going to run for office again. He's going to be a dictator. It's all nonsense. Nonsense. 100% Bravo Sierra. They're trying to keep their base, Democrats are trying to keep their base fired up so that they can then keep them fired up for the midterm election. That's what they're trying to do, and that's all they got. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. John, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay. Again, I'm going to have to ask you to hang on a little longer because I'm running out of time in this segment, and we've got a news break coming up, so you don't mind?
Don't mind.
Okay. Yeah. Sit tight, and we will get what you want to talk about coming up. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. After being bombarded once again for not returning Israeli hostages, a ragtag Hamas delegation has reportedly arrived in Cairo for talks with Egyptian mediators about a possible ceasefire in Gaza. Matt Bradley reports.
According to Israeli media, there is a Hamas delegation in Cairo right now speaking to Egyptian officials about the possibility of going back to some of these ceasefire negotiations that would see some of those remaining hostages released and some form of peace imposed on the Gaza Strip.
Four Chicago police officers involved in last year's deadly shooting of Dexter Reed on the west side will not face criminal charges. The decision was made yesterday by the Cook County State Attorney's Office. Prosecutors say the evidence showed they would not be able to reach convictions in the case, adding that Reed opened fire first. America's News Network, USA Radio News.
With all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some areas are considering either defunding or abolishing the police. At a time when America's neighborhoods need the protection of police the most, some elected officials would rather create more chaos by playing politics. If you're sick of elected officials caving in to demands of the radical left, you're not alone. It's time we stand up and declare our support for local police. The majority of police officers are important partners in protecting our God-given rights. If you prefer freedom over chaos, then learn how you can help protect the local police that serve your community. Call today and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. Dial 800-JBS-USA1. That's 800-JBS-USA1. Request your free Support Your Local Police info packet by calling 800-JBS-USA1 today.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Garfield Furniture. Great news! Garfield Furniture has what you've been looking for and much more. Visit them in downtown Enid today.
Police in Southwest OKC are searching for a suspect after an early Wednesday morning armed robbery at a Whataburger. The suspect reportedly entered through the employee entrance around 5:30 in the morning and pointed a gun at staff while taking cash in a deposit bag before fleeing the scene. Police haven't released a suspect description or the amount stolen, and the incident has left nearby business owners on edge. The Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority has flagged a major issue after Greenleaf Labs changed 19,000 marijuana samples from pass to fail due to faulty yeast and mold testing. OMMA is coordinating a recall and advising dispensaries to remove the affected products from their inventory. Oklahoma City is seeing a surge in sales tax revenue, likely fueled by the Thunder's deep playoff run this summer. After a slow start to the fiscal year, city officials say preliminary August numbers show about 9% growth, reflecting the spending boom in June as fans flocked to downtown bars, restaurants, and shops during the Western Conference Finals. The city expects a full breakdown in about 10 days to see exactly which sectors benefited the most. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Can you plop on your couch comfortably? I mean, can you full-on dive into it? Garfield Furniture has couches you can almost get lost in. Deep, cushiony, soft, and inviting couches that are begging for you to have a seat. Or maybe you're a solo shopper looking for the best seat in the house. Garfield Furniture has a huge selection of high-quality recliners and chairs. Plus, they have everything you need for the rest of your house. Dining sets, decor, and mattresses from Tempur, Nectar, and Dream Cloud 2. Find the furniture of your dreams at Garfield Furniture in downtown Enid today. Ask about special orders and in-town delivery.
Archery hunting season is just around the corner, and the September rush is coming. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. And our expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head into the season with confidence. Don't get stuck by the September rush. Bring your bow in today. While you're here, check out the safe department. We're doubling Browning safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Protect your gear and your firearms with the top-of-the-line safe from H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian. A school superintendent that is getting paid by a district where he doesn't work. What? Is this like Major League Baseball? I'll try to straighten it out on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, as the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies with high humidity and a low of 72. Tomorrow will be breezy and very warm, alternating between clouds and sun with a high of 98. Tomorrow night will bring mainly clear skies and continued humidity as temperatures drop to a low of 73. Saturday morning will be breezy, giving way to intervals of clouds and sunshine, reaching a high of 95. Sunday's forecast includes sun with some clouds and a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Far more favorably now on crime than they did a year ago. And while this polling doesn't take into account what's exactly happening in D.C. right now, it does take into account what happened in Los Angeles, what's happened earlier this year. And Americans, for the most part, actually view Trump favorably. Crime is one of Trump's best issues. It's one of the reasons why he wants to talk about crime, because it favors him.
That's Harry Enten of CNN. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. And he's right. And Democrats, once again, are wrong. It is not about messaging. And how can you have any messaging when you don't even have a platform? I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. And John, thank you for hanging on so long in Oklahoma City. But now I've got plenty of time for you to make your point.
Oh, well, thank you very much. By the way, I still remember driving through Grand, New Mexico and noticing that on both sides of the highway, every single window had bars on it. That's when you know there's a crime problem, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's been the case in Grant for a long time. The thing that amazes me, obviously, everyone in the Biden and Obama administration need to go to prison for treason based on Russiagate. But it precedes that. 10, 12, 11 years ago, we had Ferguson and we had Trayvon Martin down in Florida. And we had the Obama administration just go straight after police departments all over the country. They were, you know, showed themselves then as being pro-crime. Mm-hmm. Now Trump has them actually in favor of murder, you know, in D.C. It's amazing how Trump has been able to focus, you know, what the Democrat position is and with the public. But going back to 10 or 11 years ago, Holder and Obama, basically, in the Justice Department, went around to every police department in the country, giving them training on how to be soft on crime and basically telling them that they were racists for even arresting anybody.
And
I'm pretty sure they came to Oklahoma City.
And that's when you started seeing more minorities that were being selected as chiefs of police, more females being selected as chiefs of police. I'm not saying the minorities are doing a bad job. I'm not saying the females are doing a bad job. But what I am saying is that when your race and your sex is the determining characteristic for you to get a job like that, maybe you aren't the best person for the job.
Well, and especially if your fundamental purpose is to insert DEI into every single place on earth, like in Washington, D.C., where Pamela Smith has been on that, been with the police department in D.C. 2 years.
Yeah.
And when she was hired as the chief DEI officer. And, you know, Bob's your uncle. 2 years later, she's the chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
Has zero experience, has zero abilities to perform the job. That all could be traced in a direct, straight line to Obama and Holder and what they did to police departments all over the country 10 years ago.
And that haven't recovered from those police departments 10 years ago.
No, yeah. That's the main thing that the left has always done. They go, they get in office back during Clinton's administration when they used multiculturalism, and you could be working for the tax department in Oklahoma and be compelled to go to some multicultural meeting and training session that might last 2 or 3 days.
Yeah,
you know, telling you that here's how the cows could eat cabbage for the next 10 or 20 years. And people respond to it and say, oh, my God, I can't speak out against that.
Yeah.
Same thing with police, same thing with crimes. And Trump, on the other hand, though, sees this and turns the tide against the Democrats in issues like immigration and crime and what have you. And that's why he's been so effective.
You're right about that, John. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9 and for hanging on so long. Sometimes that has to happen because this is a radio show and not a seminar. But 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the last email dump and the government coming after you and I? Later, I'm going to feature a guest who helped uncover how the Biden administration wasn't just going after Trump, but they were going after you and me. To round us up, there was a concerted and organized effort to round us up if we spoke out at school board meetings. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Kenny writes, Lee, you were talking about the old Coliseum at the fairgrounds being demolished this week. I'm just glad OG&E has enough of our money to pay for the naming rights of the new building. The Corporation Commission still thinks that OG&E should get more of our money to raise our electric rates. I will be voting against all of the commissioners when they are up for election. And that's the beauty of it, Kenny. Too bad we can't do the same for the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Steve writes, Lee, as far as the census is concerned, no, we should not count anyone illegally in the country, and that should apply nationwide. We should also note these are here illegally, but they still shouldn't count towards electors or representatives. Non-citizens should be provided with the same legal rights as citizens, but only citizens are assured representation by the Constitution. And that's an excellent point. Excellent point, Steve. That's why I believe the way I believe about the census. Now, the detractors will say, well, no, the census is supposed to get how many people are here. It doesn't matter if they're registered voters. It doesn't matter if they're here legally. It's just how, well, no, but the reason we take a census is to determine representation. And if these people are here illegally, by definition, they are not being represented because they're not honoring the laws that represent them. And if the first thing you do in a new country is break their law, you don't deserve to be allowed to help pick out what the representation of that state or that region is going to be. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Google is going to be expanding, and that is good news.
We've been talking a lot about, you know, how do we get the young people ready and get their careers launched? Apprenticeships is something that we're all talking about, and for you guys to step up and to create another 160 apprenticeships around electricians, we just think that's amazing.
That was Governor Stitt at the ceremony where the announcement was made that one of the biggest tech companies in the world, Google, is going to increase their investment in Oklahoma by $9 billion. Within the next 2 years. The announcement was made in the company's data center in Pryor. Google says the money will be used to support current infrastructure in Oklahoma, expand it, and develop more workforce and educational opportunities. Google says it plans to focus on the large change of money towards its existing data center in Pryor, with two new buildings in the works. The company's also working on building a new data center in Stillwater. Google says the educational focus is tied to the recent launch of its Google AI for Education Accelerator, the initiative to offer free AI tools and train universities. An initial rollout in Oklahoma includes both the University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. State leaders, including Governor Stitt, were also in attendance at the announcement to praise Google's investments. Stitt drew attention to Google's $250,000 effort for AI training designed to help train more electrical workers in Oklahoma. Google says it anticipates investments towards infrastructure to be wrapped up no later than 2027, which is a good thing. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but in little bitty Pryor, Oklahoma, east of Tulsa, originally, I think the name of the town was Pryor's Creek, just became Pryor. There's a huge Google cloud server facility. And the reason it's there is its proximity to the Mid-America power plant, the coal-fired power plant right there. And there's a lot of other property there for growth. And so that's not far from there is Iona, where the aluminum plant is going to go in. And then they're talking about bringing in CSI ammunition into that area too. So it's growing really fast. But am I the only one that sees the irony? Because the other feature of Pryor, Oklahoma, is that is Oklahoma's Amish enclave. So here we have a $9 billion facility being built by the world, one of the world's number one high-tech companies in a pocket of the Amish. I mean, you know? Say, Hans, what you doing there? Well, Yodel, I'm baling hay. What they doing over there at that big building over there, Hans? Well, Yodel, I don't know, but they're using a lot of electricity to do that. Well, that's ding-dang foolish of them. They say it's going to be the artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence? Most of our intelligence is artificial these days, don't you know? Now, let me get back to bale and hay in the between the 412 median, which that's what I see them doing over that way. I don't know if that was an Amish accent. That was the best I could do. 405-608-4377, 405-604-4377. Chuck writes, Lee, time marches on. Each state counts in two categories, U.S. citizens and non-citizens. That is how our census is taken. Two categories. What Trump wants to do is remove the non-citizen category. And Chuck, I support that. Now, of course, the Democrats are losing their minds because that would significantly hinder how many, like for instance, California, which is illegal immigrant heavy, but that's why they get so many seats. Now, whether those seats are Democrat or Republican is up to California to draw, but then that's what they're talking about doing. Gavin Newsom is now threatening to redraw the districts so that they pick up the Democrat seats that are being lost in Texas. But as I heard someone comment earlier this afternoon, the people as a whole don't care about that. For instance, we can read all we want about Texas redrawing their districts. It's not Oklahoma, so we don't care what Texas does. And we don't care what California does. Whatever. We don't live there. Which is why it's really not much of an issue. The media is trying to make it into an issue, but it's really not that much of an issue because I've said this before. Midterm elections, the mindset of the voter is completely different than the big election. When you are voting in your midterm election, you're generally voting on a local seat, whether that's your U.S. senator or your U.S. congressman or your state governor. So your mind is not on national issues like the Electoral College because it has nothing to do with the midterm elections. Your mindset is on what is going on locally. The general election, okay, that's where the big issues come out nationally that people think about. But that's not the case in the midterms. So that's why I'm not thinking it's that hot of an issue or not nearly the issue that Democrats think it is. But that's not stopping the national media from trying to make hay out of it, that's for sure. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. An assistant administrator has been paid over $200,000 by a district he never worked for. And now he is the assistant administrator for Shawnee Public Schools. How did that happen? Coming up, and your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the latest email dump that came out late yesterday? More emails confirming that Russiagate was a manufactured hoax designed to discredit and disqualify Trump But at least in this particular email dump, we learned there were a few people raising their hands and saying, we can't do this. We're not comfortable doing this. Google expanding in Pryor, and am I the only one that sees the irony of one of the most high-tech companies expanding and building in Amish country, Oklahoma? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and Lee L. Matthews at freedom969.com. A little later on, we'll be talking to an expert who exposed just how Biden was going to try to come after all of us, not just Trump. It's Freedom 96.9 and The Drive. Seems like every day we are learning more and more about just how the government was trying to manipulate itself against Donald Trump, especially when it came to finances and trying to ruin him financially. I wouldn't want to do business with a bank that does that, that is that vindictive. I wouldn't want to do business with a bank that is into gender ideology and DEI. I would want to do business with a bank that takes my money and uses it for the things I think are important. And that's what you get in Old Glory Bank, member FDIC. OldGloryBank.com/liberty. You know, they're founded right here in Oklahoma City. Yeah. John Rich of Big and Rich, he was one of the founders. Larry Elder was one of the founders. Mary Fallon, one of the founders. And they were fed up with doing business with banks that were going woke. And so they're going to do their part to help those banks go broke and Old Glory Bank prosper. Why don't you look into it by going to oldglorybank.com/liberty, oldglorybank.com/liberty. See all of the services that they have for you. Would you rather talk to somebody in person? Their call center is right here in, I think, Durant. So, yeah, it really is an Oklahoma bank doing business with and for Oklahomans like you who believe stewardship matters and are putting your money where your heart is. OldGloryBank.com/liberty. OldGloryBank.com/liberty.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Got an exclusive number for you, 405-877-7663. It's Lee Matthews, and that's the number to McRoof, McRoof.us, the official Matthews Mansion roofer, and they should be yours too. McRoof will do more than just replace the shingles on your roof. They will fortify your roof, that is, to make it better than it was before. And they'll talk things over with your insurance company. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Stop by Little Caesars Pizza today and pick up your two classics for $12. Cheese, pepperoni, or sausage. No waiting, they're hot and ready. Two classics for $12 all day. Make it a meal with Crazy Puffs or Crazy Bread and Sauce. Feed the whole family for lunch or dinner, plus feed your whole office. No waiting, they're hot and ready, available all day at Little Caesars Pizza. Get your hot and ready two classics for $12. Cheese, pepperoni, sausage all day at Little Caesars. All day at Little Caesars.
Whether the conflict is in the Middle East or Middle Oklahoma, we have the stories that impact your freedom. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio. Freedom's First News.
Hi, Jason Doyle with Freedom's First News. The sheriff's in town. Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson joins us for the Friday edition of the show. And as always, we provide you with the latest Oklahoma news, weather, and traffic starting at 7 a.m. on Oklahoma's talk radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Talking a lot about, how do we get the young people ready and get their careers launched? Apprenticeships is something that we're all talking about, and for you guys to step up and to create another 160 apprenticeships around electricians, we just think that's amazing.
And that is Kevin Stitt talking about the expansion Google announced yesterday. On Freedom 96.9, they're not only expanding their farm facility in Pryor, they're also going to be building an AI facility and data facility in Stillwater. So that's good for the state and good to know from Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 with Lee Matthews and The Drive. This is a curious case. Mike Dominguez recently appointed as Shawnee's assistant superintendent of public schools, is under investigation in both Oklahoma and Missouri for receiving substantial separation pay from a district where he never worked. Here's how it works, or how it went down. Dominguez was announced as Shawnee's newest assistant superintendent August 4. Earlier this summer, he was set to become the superintendent of the Francis Howell School District in St. Louis. Hired in March, his start date was July 1, but he resigned after less than a month on the job, according to the district's school board president. The Francis Howell School District and Dominguez announced their resignation effective July 31st to allow him to pursue opportunities that better align with the current needs of his family. That usually means, I don't agree with the political leanings of this firm. That's usually what that means. Despite not working a single day, Dominguez received a $229,000 separation pay. The district's Board of Education changed this year, with two new members voted in after Dominguez was hired, shifting from a more conservative stance to a more centrist one. Translation, liberal. The Missouri State Auditor's Office confirmed that Dominguez's departure and separation pay are under investigation and will be included in the school's next audit. Back in Oklahoma, the State Department of Education and State Superintendent Ryan Walters are also investigating the matter. Right now, they're saying they can't release the audit of either because the audit gave the district the lowest possible rating of poor, and we were ready to schedule a follow-up audit. That was in Missouri. Not sure that's relevant. OSDE is currently investigating the matter, and we don't have any further details, said OSDE Communications Director, the Oklahoma State Department of Education. Shawnee Public Schools declined to comment on the situation, stating that Shawnee Public Schools will not be providing comment at this matter at this time. However, Shawnee Superintendent Jason James expressed confidence in Dominguez's ability. Dr. Dominguez brings the expertise needed to help move Shawnee forward. His addition to our leadership team reflects our continued commitment to strong, diverse leadership that serves all students. Okay, well, I'm not sure the $229,000 is that big a deal. And the story said he never worked there, but evidently he did work for at least 30 days because he was hired July 1 and left July 31st. In the course of that time, he very well could have seen an election of several more school board members that he saw were going more left and decided, I better get out of here. I'm not going to be happy here. And I don't know what his contract said, because these guys have contracts. There may have been a separation deal of $229,000. And it also sounds to me like, right as he was taking the Missouri job, he was probably already setting out the feelers for another job, because it looked like he wasn't really going to be happy. He had, what would you call that, if you take a job and you not buyer's remorse, but hire's remorse, maybe? Employer's remorse? Employee remorse? So I don't really see anything. I mean, if it was in his contract, there you are. If he had a contract that, yeah, he would work, and there were no stipulations as to when or how much that separation payment would be, if right out of the box he was guaranteed $229,000 if he left in 2 hours or 2 years, there you go. It also sounds to me like the Missouri school district is in worse shape than Oklahoma, because they don't know. If it were in the contract, I would have thought somebody would have known. Like maybe the administrator of the Missouri school district? I think there's nothing here. Just because they're investigating doesn't mean something bad is going on. And when I look at it, I don't see anything really that unusual. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. What do you think of that? What do you think of the latest email dump that came out about this time yesterday? Google expanding in Pryor. That's worth talking about. And why is the First Lady suing Hunter Biden? And why am I secretly hoping she wins? All coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Also, it wasn't just Trump. Biden wanted to come after you, and I will tell you why and how he was going about it. Got an edition of They're Not Getting Any Smarter coming up as well on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's Lee Matthews with The Drive.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Kraft. A Norman City Council member is stepping down after 6 months into a new term. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. Russian President Vladimir Putin today praised our president's energetic and sincere efforts to end the war in Ukraine and suggested that a nuclear arms control agreement could emerge from broader peace talks. Putin made the remarks during a meeting today with senior Russian officials to brief them on negotiations with Washington ahead of tomorrow's summit in Alaska. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has received more than 100,000 job applicants from Americans. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement, quote, "Our country is calling you to serve at ICE. In the wake of the Biden administration's failed immigration policies, your country needs dedicated men and women of ICE to get the worst of the worst criminals out of our country." End quote. John Deere and Company says reduced demand and tariff costs have led to lower third quarter profits.
The agricultural equipment manufacturer is reporting net sales and net revenue drops of 9% each and a 26% drop in net income during Q3. The company says tariffs have cost them $300 million this year and forecast a total tariff cost of $600 million by year's end. The company says they've proactively managed inventory to match production to demand. I'm Craig Michaels.
The 2028 Los Angeles Olympics will be the first to allow corporate sponsors for stadium names. The International Olympic Committee and the LA 28 announced the traditional breaking agreement today. Heavy metal icons Megadeth are calling it a career. In a statement on the band's website today, frontman Dave Mustaine announced their next album will be their last, and they will embark on a global farewell tour in 26. Megadeth formed in 83 after Mustaine was kicked out of Metallica. America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by HRI Roofing and Post Frame. New shop or barn dominium? Call HRI Roofing and Post Frame. Start building today at HRIPostFrame.com.
Police in southeast Oklahoma City are investigating a deadly shooting that happened Thursday morning at a home near Southeast 21st and South Durland Avenue. Authorities say one person was killed, but so far no other details have been released. Norman City Councilmember Michael Nash is set to step down just 6 months into his new term, announcing this week that his family is moving out of Ward 5, which he's represented since 2020. Nash said the move will limit the time he can dedicate to serving the community. The council plans to form an appointment committee this September to choose his replacement. Edmond Public Schools has kicked off the 2025-26 school year as of today, welcoming back students with a new safety measure. It's the MyRide K-12 bus tracking app. It's a free app that lets parents see when and where their child boards and exits the bus, ensuring they're on the right route and giving families extra peace of mind in the process. Officials said the district is excited to start the year strong and is looking forward to seeing students back in the classroom for another successful year. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Do you have a project on your radar? Is it time for a new shop, man cave, she shed, or even a dream barn dominium? HRI Roofing and Post Frame is ready to make your construction dreams a reality. From planning your design to site cleanup to the final results of your project, HRI Roofing and Post Frame is the company to use. HRI is a reputable full-service building company that is proudly Oklahoma-owned. If you can dream it, they will build it. Visit HRIPostFrame.com to book your free consultation. Start building today at HRIPostFrame.com.
Why is Melania Trump suing Hunter Biden? And why do I hope she wins. It's Lee Matthews talking about that as Oklahoma's talk radio, Freedom 96.9, and The Drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies with high humidity and a low of 72. Tomorrow will be breezy and very warm, alternating between clouds and sun with a high of 98. Tomorrow night will bring mainly clear skies and continued humidity as temperatures drop to a low of 73. Saturday morning will be breezy, giving way to intervals of clouds and sunshine, reaching a high of 95. Sunday's forecast includes sun with some clouds and a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
Under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety.
Not last week.
Taking it back.
Not yesterday.
What do you want our intelligence community to be doing?
Keep up with what's happening.
I want them to be catching bad guys.
Now.
Donald Trump has some of the best political instincts of any politician I've seen.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
A lot of the American public actually seem to agree with him.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
First thing I brought up that happened while you were at work today was the email dump. We had another email dump from Tulsi Gabbard. This one, again, about Russia collusion. And once again, we now find that the NSA and one of those other alphabet agencies, let's see, the National Security Agency and the then Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, were manufacturing the hoax further and releasing the details to the public, and that at least Mike Rogers, the then Director of the National Security Agency, at least voiced some complaint. Hey, look, we don't need to be doing this. This is wrong, that kind of thing. And he was told basically to shut up and that this is going to be our story and we've got to be united and this is our story and we're sticking to it. Well, stick to it all the way to jail if you ask me, but we'll see what happens as a result. It doesn't really matter now that all of this stuff happened, because it did, and it did exactly as we thought it did. But now what are they going to do about it? Is Betty going to go to jail as a result? That's the question. 405-608-4377. Google expanding in prior with $9 billion extra dollars, and that will be a big boost to the economy of Oklahoma. Good news there. And your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Jerry is in Edmond. Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
Good, sir. Guns for everybody.
On the subject of Dr. Martinez, the newly appointed assistant, whatever he is, in Shawnee.
Yeah, he's the assistant. He's the assistant administrator in Shawnee. Yeah.
Okay. Well, regardless of what happened in Missouri, which probably rates even lower than Oklahoma,
I would think
education. Be that as it may, the guy made a deal. He's entitled to get as much as he wants. My problem is that the OSDE and the people in Shawnee school system will not tell you or us or anybody, I haven't seen it divulged, what his compensation is in Shawnee, even if it's half as much as is 200 and whatever. That's 110, 115 grand a year in Shawnee.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Why does an assistant administrator to a Shawnee school system
probably make more than the mayor?
Well, regardless,
yeah.
You know, the fact is, when you don't hear anybody talking, you know there's something going on. So we're not hearing anybody talking or divulging. So what is going on? And these are our taxpayer dollars that are being spent with abandon and without accountability. And it's just wrong.
It is. And it points to my big cause celeb, and that is we need to redistrict. We need to cut out some of these districts so that we're not spending so much money on administration.
Well, that leads into my next point. You gave me a nice segue in there. My son and I were talking about the dire state of education, not only in Oklahoma, but across the United States. Why do we are we top heavy in administrators with, you know, PhDs and whatever they have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do we have so many of these people when teachers have to go out and take money out of their own paycheck and pay for school supplies, that their students have notebooks and other stuff? to learn. So maybe if we got rid of some of the administrators, let the teachers teach, we'd have more money to give to the teachers so they could do their job.
I agree.
And so that's my riff.
I mean, yesterday I had an email, and I don't know how reputable it was, but it was from someone who said they work in the school system and that we have all of these districts, over 500 school districts in the state of Oklahoma. We have only 77 counties, but somehow we need 500 school districts. Now, if we had 77 counties and 100 school districts, I'd get that, okay? But we have 500 school districts. Each district has an administrator, assistant administrator, and then all of these directors of maintenance, directors of nutrition, directors, and it just goes on and on.
Don't forget the secretaries and the other
yes.
staff that these people have, and plus the studies they order to justify their existence. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on here. And I remember talking to a guy that was put into the Oklahoma City public school system. He was transferred or got the job. He was the L.A.
Mm-hmm.
superintendent of public schools. I mean, really? Do we need somebody from L.A.
yeah.
to come here
yeah.
and tell us how to...
He must have done something really bad to be demoted from L.A. to Oklahoma City, but they, okay.
Well, he didn't last too long in Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
He was out at the end of his contract, which is 2 or 3 years or whatever, and he's gone. So, you know, we have a dire problem. It's an entrenched systemic problem in the education system, which has a problem because it is partially funded, if not totally funded by the government. And we can't have government running education. They have this centric kind of idea that the center of education, like the educational department in Washington, knows all. Therefore, we're going to tell you to teach this. And it has
yeah.
nothing to do with giving kids an education. It has to do with indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's coming from a left-oriented kind of, you know, point
well,
of view.
And that's why nationally I think we need to get rid of the Department of Education. My guest later in the program agrees with me, and she'll make that case when she comes on with me in a little over an hour here on Freedom 96.9. But, Jerry, thanks a lot for your call. Appreciate you listening
yeah,
in. Go ahead.
Yep. Take it easy.
Okay.
Have a good day.
On Freedom 96.9, your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's The Drive. I see one of the reasons the Texas Democrat legislators decided to end their temper tantrum and come back to work was because the people of Texas were being affected. The people of Texas still need a lot of help in the Hill Country from all the flooding they had earlier this summer. And the flooding that happened there earlier this summer just goes to show how quickly the weather can turn on you. I mean, we know that all too well, right? We think it's going to be just a little storm, turns out to be a hail monster. And if one has hit you in recent months, you probably need a roof inspection if you haven't got one already. That's why I would entrust you to entrust McRoof. McRoof.us, replacement done right. In fact, it's more than replacement. It's fortification. I use that word a lot when I talk about them because they're fortifying your roof, which means they make your roof and all the construction that surrounds your roof, whether it's ventilation, whether it's the shingles, whether it's the soffit and the fascia, they make all of that, they fortify all of that and make it better than it was before. Here's the number to remember, 405-877-7663. But I have a big deductible on my insurance. Well, what you can do is just keep this number handy in the event of an emergency, and that way you can call right away. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
At the new Freedom 96.9, no fake news, no crybabies, no snowflakes, just our commitment to let freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Archery hunting season is just around the corner, and the September rush is coming. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. And our expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head into the season with confidence. Don't get stuck by the September rush. Bring your bow in today. While you're here, check out the Safe Department. We're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Protect your gear and your firearms with the top-of-the-line safe from H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian.
Hi, this is Mitch with Discount Garage Door. And if your door sounds like this, It's time to call 525-DOOR. Right now, our noisy door special is just $125 out the door. That includes a full tune-up, lube, and a new set of ultra-quiet nylon ball bearing rollers. Need a replacement? Take $500 off our garage door and motor combo, available in multiple colors and panel styles. And that's Discount Garage Door at 525-DOOR. Or discountgaragedoor.com.
Got an exclusive number for you. 405-877-7663. It's Lee Matthews, and that's the number to McRoof, McRoof.us, the official Matthews Mansion roofer, and they should be yours too. McRoof will do more than just replace the shingles on your roof. They will fortify your roof. That is, to make it better than it was before. And they'll talk things over with your insurance company. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us. Saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma. One roof at a time.
In times like these, you need a strong voice that stands for freedom. That's what we do with 100,000 watts of power. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Clear skies tonight, 76 the low. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 99. Tomorrow night, 76. Into Saturday, sunny, high 97. Sunday, partly cloudy and a high of 96. It's 94 right now at Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Started talking about this assistant administrator in Shawnee Public Schools, Martinez Dominguez, and his salary and the what looks to me to be a what we would call a termination severance of $229,000. He only worked in the St. Louis district for 1 month, and now he's over in Shawnee. I suspect he was probably working the deal in Shawnee when he had the Missouri deal, and I don't think there's anything suspicious about the $229,000 because it probably was in a contract. I don't see it not being in a contract, just mysteriously being paid to him. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Tammy, coincidentally, in Shawnee.
Oh, boy. Okay, first of all, to the previous caller that was on and mentioned secretaries, I have a sister that works for a school system, and the secretaries are getting the shaft. Because they're not, well, I should say this. It depends on if you're part of the teachers union or not. Because as a secretary, you can be a part of it, or you can choose not to be. But that's a whole different sidebar.
Yeah, and if you are, whatever extra money you make probably goes into the union dues.
Yeah.
Or a good bit of it does.
Not even get into the union thing.
Okay.
This whole thing stinks to high heaven. And the state of Oklahoma and all these parents that are asked to send 25 boxes of Kleenexes, 5 reams of paper, 12 hand sanitizers, all these things that these poor teachers can't afford to supply for their class. Is crap. Everybody needs to carry their own water. And all these kids, just like back in the day, they need to have a list. It's not up to the parent to fund the school. We're already paying.
We are.
Out the wazoo taxes. Yeah.
40% of our state budget goes to education, and only 40% of that makes it into the classroom. Less than half.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know why? Because let me tell you why. I don't know about this guy moving from Shawnee, but this stinks to high heaven. But I'll tell you right now, in the state of Oklahoma, because it was discussed previously that there's a principal, a superintendent, an assistant this, and you got to have bus drivers, and you got to have teachers. And so do people realize that in some of these smaller districts that you may have a superintendent drawing a superintendent's pay, and then if he teaches, he gets that pay. Yep. If he drives a bus, he gets that pay.
If he coaches,
he works, if he coaches, he gets mm-hmm. that pay. And I'm just about to blow my top over the fact that if you are capable of doing all those things, more power to you. But that does not mean you should be paid the salary for all those things.
Yeah.
That means somebody's got too much time on their hands. So if you're a superintendent and you can do all these other things, then you're not busy enough to draw that initial salary.
Well, and the complaint I hear about the more rural districts is if you consolidate all the school districts in the rural parts of our state, well, one administrator is going to have to drive 40, 60, 80 miles a day doing their job. To which
too
bad.
Yeah. 35, 45, 50 miles a day one way to
yes.
go to a job.
As we used to say in high school,
join the club.
TFB, too mm-hmm. bleeping bad. Yeah.
And I'm just really, really disgruntled with the school system as it is. These kids, and not only are we being raped as taxpayers, but also these kids are being indoctrinated mm-hmm. with crap that we as parents, grandparents, or whatever, we have no control over because the school board mm-hmm. and the, I'm fired up. The school board and the teachers union, they decide what they're going to teach our kids. And, you know, I just saw something on Facebook the other day where a woman went in and she ripped off a flag that was hanging over, you know.
Yeah, it was a rainbow flag.
The map of the United States. Mm-hmm. And she said, I put my son in this school and he's going to be a man. And you don't need to be having that flag up. You need to be teaching him. And that's what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 100 years ago when I was in school, we had the Bible man that would come once a quarter. And he would come in and he would teach, you know, he would do a little presentation. Mm-hmm. And those that wanted to be a part of it could. And if you read all these things, then you'd get a Bible. But people had the option.
Yeah.
There are no options now. People have no idea what their kids are being taught and exposed to and told it's okay. And this thing here in Shawnee, I mean, just look, I would beg all of the listeners to look back into Shawnee history. It was just last year that they had a teacher coach that was, he molested, abused, mm-hmm. whatever, all these kids. Everybody needs to homeschool or send them to private school. And I think, you know, the teachers union is fighting long and hard to try to keep people from putting their kids in private schools because they've got an agenda.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they definitely
and
do.
If we do not stand up, we're going to lose a whole generation. And the whole thing started with a bunch of this crap with COVID and all these kids having to be homeschooled, video this, video that. And it has messed up a lot of these kids mentally because, you know, for mm-hmm. 2 years they couldn't go to school. They had to sit behind a computer. And now they're having to go face-to-face with people, and they don't even know how to interact.
No, they don't. And, Tammy, that's, you know, what you are talking about is a lot of what our state superintendent, Ryan Walters, is trying to combat, and he's getting fought tooth and nail by the union because the union members think, oh, we have the PhDs in education. We know what's best for your child. You don't. And therefore, you should sit down and shut up and do as we say. Thanks a lot for the comments on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mitchell with Discount Garage Door. And if your door sounds like this,
It's time to call 525-DOOR. Right now, our Noisy Door Special is just $125 out the door. That includes a full tune-up, lube, and a new set of ultra-quiet nylon ball-bearing rollers. Need a replacement? Take $500 off our garage door and motor combo, available in multiple colors and panel styles. And that's Discount Garage Door at 525-DOOR or discountgaragedoor.com.
The treasure hunt is on at Thunderbird Casino in Shawnee as we hunt for Neptune's gold for your chance to win up to $5,000 in cash. One entry for every 50 points earned daily with your Players Club card in August to earn entries for your shot to win. Drawing start every Friday at 7 p.m. only at Thunderbird Casino in Shawnee. Come for fun, play to win. PlayThunderbird.com.
For the latest news and stories that impact your freedom, listen to Freedom 96.9 every day. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
As Washington heads on vacation for the month of August, we're all about to send our kids back to school. It's Eric Erickson here. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Silly season takes hold when Washington is on vacation. There's so much to cover beyond the major headlines and the international news. There's a lot of crazy things out there. We'll get to all of them, and I'll take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, 76 for the low, sunny and hot tomorrow, high 99, tomorrow night 76, and we will see sunny skies on Saturday, high of 97, Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 96, so it's going to be a sunny and hot weekend, 94 right now at Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Some questions about the assistant administrator of schools in Shawnee came up. His former salary, how much salary he's making now, and that brought up the whole thing about being top-heavy as a state in terms of educational administration. And your thoughts at 405-608-4377. Ashley is in Ames. Thank you for hanging on, Ashley. Glad to hear from you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. So my kids are in a small little rural school here that we actually combined with Ames with when they dismantled the school district several years ago. And we have a situation in our school where we brought in a superintendent from out of the area. Now all of a sudden we have her husband who's been promoted to being a student. And then now we brought in her two daughters. One is a school psychiatrist, and the other one, I don't know what she's going to be yet. But it seems like it's become a family affair for our small school here. And when we bring up those concerns to our school board members, you know, these people that are elected in the school board are, you know, everybody's friend or their lifelong, you know, relatives of the area.
Yeah.
They're not educated 90% of the time. And, you know, they just see, oh, well, we're bringing in these candidates and all these teachers and stuff, but our kids are getting shafted. We have a school that we can't pass a school bond. We haven't been able to pass a school bond, and I can't tell you how many years. Our school is full of asbestos. It's falling apart. Our kids deserve better, and it just keeps going to the administration instead of going back to the teachers and back to the classrooms where it belongs.
So this administrator hired her husband to do what?
Yeah, her husband, well, he started off as like the assistant or the high school baseball coach. He's never coached baseball, I guess, before. And now all of a sudden he is the dean of students. They created a new position for him this year.
Like we needed a dean of students in little old Ames, Oklahoma. Huh.
We have less than 200 kids, I believe, in our school.
In the whole district, not just the school.
In the whole district.
Yeah.
That's correct. So we have two principals. We have a high school principal, an elementary school principal, and then we have dean of students, you know, and then we have our superintendent. So plus we have her other kids as other members of our school district as well.
And that is the textbook example of what I've been talking about. We're way top heavy when it comes to administration, and these administrators can do whatever they want.
Yeah, and they're not paying the teachers that they deserve, what they deserve, because we're paying the administration astronomical amounts. Not to mention she's in a school school poor housing right across from the school.
So, oh, well, okay.
And
yeah.
Scott so, knows another statistic yet.
Yeah. And I never heard of that before unless you're in a university.
Yep.
Wow.
We've got a schoolhouse.
So she doesn't even have a house note.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes, honestly, when it comes down to it, is we need to get these people out of our, off our school board that are uneducated, that are only there because they are prominent members of the community. They don't mm-hmm. deserve to be there. They don't know anything about education. There should be a requirement on what it takes to be a school board member. And you should be able to recall school board members in the state of Oklahoma.
Yes. Yes. And the parents should be able to do that. They should have an avenue by which they can do that. Thank you, Ashley.
1,000%.
Thank you, Ashley. And
yes,
glad you're listening.
So
and I think you're my first call from Ames. If you're not my first call from Ames, you're my first call from Ames in a long time. But either way, glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9. Something I wouldn't waste my time with, which is a forum that both our senators have been invited to. I'll get into that. And I've heard from my troll. Would you like to hear from my troll? My online troll. That's coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. Russian President Vladimir Putin today praised our president's energetic and sincere efforts to end the war in Ukraine and suggested that a nuclear arms control agreement could emerge from broader peace talks. Putin made the remarks during a meeting today with senior Russian officials to brief them on negotiations with Washington ahead of tomorrow's summit in Alaska. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has received more than 100,000 job applicants from Americans. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement, quote, "Our country is calling you to serve at ICE. In the wake of the Biden administration's failed immigration policies, your country needs dedicated men and women of ICE to get the worst of the worst criminals out of our country," end quote. Thanks for spending some time with us today. We do appreciate it. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Mark Falter, host of the Financial Fitness Show. I strongly believe that no one should ever pay one penny more in taxes than they are legally obligated. Unfortunately, for most hardworking Americans, this just isn't the case. Why? Because most people spend more time planning next weekend's getaway than trying to ensure they're going to pay less in taxes. My financial fitness team has put together some materials that I know are going to help you. It's the Tax Savings Kit. Tax Savings Kit includes three things: free tax analysis, top 10 ways to pay less in taxes, and an investor's guide to taxes. Now, how do you get it? Simple. 866-764-2635. Again, 866-764-2635. I'm Mark Falter. This is Financial Fitness, making personal finance profitable.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by HRI Roofing and Post Frame. New shop or barn dominium? Call HRI Roofing and Post Frame. Start building today at HRIPostFrame.com. Police in southeast Oklahoma City are investigating a deadly shooting that happened Thursday morning at a home near Southeast 21st and South Durland Avenue. Authorities say one person was killed, but so far no other details have been released. Norman City Councilmember Michael Nash is set to step down just 6 months into his new term, announcing this week that his family is moving out of Ward 5, which he's represented since 2020. Nash said the move will limit the time he can dedicate to serving the community. The council plans to form an appointment committee this September to choose his replacement. Edmond Public Schools has kicked off the 2025-26 school year as of today, welcoming back students with a new safety measure. It's the MyRide K-12 bus tracking app. It's a free app that lets parents see when and where their child boards and exits the bus, ensuring they're on the right route and giving families extra peace of mind in the process. Officials said the district is excited to start the year strong and is looking forward to seeing students back in the classroom for another successful year. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Do you have a project on your radar? Is it time for a new shop, man cave, she shed, or even a dream barn dominium? HRA Roofing and Post Frame is ready to make your construction dreams a reality. From planning your design to site cleanup to the final results of your project, HRA Roofing and Post Frame is the company to use. HRA is a reputable full-service building company that is proudly Oklahoma-owned. If you can dream it, they will build it. Visit HRAPostFrame.com to book your free consultation. Start building today at HRAPostFrame.com.
When you're in pain, it's important to treat it, but also get to the root cause. Hi, it's Lee Matthews, and that's why I love Modus Health. They don't just treat your symptoms. They find the root cause, whether it's chronic pain, for me, sciatica, fatigue, or mobility issues. Their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving, feeling better, and living better. Located in Yukon, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at ModusHealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. They weren't just weaponizing the government's power against Trump. They wanted to weaponize it against you if you spoke out against your school board. More proof of that coming up, and I'll be talking to an expert that's uncovered a lot of it in the next hour of The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9, I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies with high humidity and a low of 72. Tomorrow will be breezy and very warm, alternating between clouds and sun with a high of 98. Tomorrow night will bring mainly clear skies and continued humidity as temperatures drop to a low of 73. Saturday morning will be breezy, giving way to intervals of clouds and sunshine, reaching a high of 95. Sunday's forecast includes sun with some clouds and a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
The way you work, yeah. No diggity. Now, there may be no second meeting because if I feel that it's not appropriate to have it because I didn't get the answers that we have to have, then we're not going to have a second meeting.
That is Trump laying out a preview of what he plans to do, what his strategy is going to be when he goes to visit Putin in Alaska tomorrow. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, L. Matthews at Freedom 96.9, if you want to join in the conversation. I've got a troll. You know what a troll is? Someone who gets on your social media and just throws things out there to try to get you to respond. And it's best to not respond. But just let me get you give you a sample of what this troll has been doing. The troll's name is Jared. I think Jared is originally from Oklahoma, but now lives out in Las Vegas. And earlier this week, when I was writing and blogging about the demolition of the Coliseum at the fairgrounds, he took issue with that. Jared writes, Lee, they didn't blow the Coliseum roof off of it nearly as hard as you do your orange Jesus, the guy who's dragged your state education to number 50. Talk about everything the right wants you to talk about, which means you change the subject when Epstein files are mentioned. Why did it take 1,000 people to redact every mention of your Cheeto savior? And why did the House adjourn before voting to release the files? You're aiding and abetting a bleeping pedophile. Does that make you proud? Do you feel proud by ignoring every fact that your orange pedophile is in fact an orange pedophile? By trying to vindicate him makes you a pedophile by association. You're just as much as a piece of bleep as your orange Jesus. You should be prosecuted as hard as him. Pedophile piece of bleep. All right, Jared, let's go through this one by one. I have never met Donald Trump, if that's who you're referring to when it comes to Orange Jesus. Trump has had nothing to do with our state being 50th in education. In fact, we ourselves have nothing to do with making our state 50th in education because the entity that said we are 50th in education was Wallet Hub. And all Wallet Hub did was take the amount of money the state spends on education versus its graduation rate. That doesn't mean we're not educating kids. And it didn't take into account cost of living, which is significantly lower in Oklahoma than it is in other parts of the country. When you take out and start considering cost of living, Oklahoma is 27th in education, right smack dab in the middle. I talk about everything the right wants me to talk about. No, I talk about what I want to talk about, Jared. And if that is right-leaning, nail me to the wall. That's what this show is all about. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. I change the subject anytime the Epstein files are mentioned. Well, number one, I don't change the subject every time the Epstein files are mentioned. Number two, the reason the Epstein files have not been released is not because of Trump. The Epstein files have not been released because two Biden-appointed judges are refusing to release them. The Congress has made the request to release them. The Department of Justice has made the request to release them. The FBI has made the request to release them. And the President of the United States has made the request to release them. But they cannot force the judicial division of our government to do anything it doesn't want to do. And it doesn't want to because it says it's protecting the identity of some of the victims who were minors at the time of the crimes being committed. You're aiding and abetting a bleeping pedophile. You don't know that, Jared. But I do know that we've got passenger manifests that have Clinton visiting the island of Epstein over 20 times. So how do you like them apples? Your orange pedophile is in fact an orange pedophile. No, he's not a pedophile. There is no evidence to show that he has done anything. So there's no vindication to take place. And then you wrap up your post with a bunch of expletives. So here's what we're going to do, Jared. I'm happy to have an intelligent conversation with you, but if you continue to spread profanity across my social media posts, I'm going to have to block you. Plain and simple, and that's all there is to it. So 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. See, not everybody loves me. See, I put the bad stuff up with the good on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Maybe I told you that I read an article about the medical advancements that are really, really making giant strides forward to the point where it won't be long before if you are diagnosed with a cancer of some sort, you'll just go in and get a shot and that'll be that because they will have come up with ways to treat you that go to the source of what the problem is, whether it's cancer or anything else. And I'll tell you who's way ahead of those who are way ahead of all of that is Dr. Jeremy Mass over at Modus Health. Because that's been his philosophy since he started studying medicine. His philosophy has been, okay, let's not just put a Band-Aid on it. Let's figure out what the root cause of pain, fatigue, or worse, mobility issues. When the mobility issues start, they just cascade down, don't they? All right, first it starts as a tingle in your foot. Next thing you know, you're on a cane. Next thing you know, you're on a walker. And next thing you know, you can't move at all. I've seen it happen to my sister-in-law. Whether it's neuropathy or pain or fatigue or mobility issues, they can treat all of it at Modus Health. Dr. Jeremy Mass will get to the root of the cause and then get the therapy that will get you moving again, get you out of pain. And all you got to do is call and get an appointment set up. 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, modushealth.com. That's spelled M-O-T-U-S, health.com. And see the newest and the biggest advancements in treating what is ailing you. Book your appointment today, 405-494-0165, Modus Health.
Only one station in Oklahoma can broadcast stories that impact your freedom with 100,000 watts of power. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com.
stop by Little Caesar's Pizza today and pick up your two classics for $12. Cheese, pepperoni, or sausage. No waiting, they're hot and ready. Two classics for $12 all day. Make it a meal with Crazy Puffs or Crazy Bread and Sauce. Feed the whole family for lunch or dinner, plus feed your whole office. No waiting, they're hot and ready, available all day at Little Caesar's Pizza. Get your hot and ready two classics for $12. Cheese, pepperoni, sausage all day at Little Caesar's. All day at Little Caesar's.
I don't always have time for the salon, but I always make time for me. Clairol gives me the power to touch up or totally transform my hair right at home. I'm talking salon quality color in minutes with over 50 stunning shades for every hair type, every texture, and every version of me.
It's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you want to be. Clairol, it's so me. Find your perfect shade today wherever hair color is sold or learn more at Clairol.com.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
From riots to unrest, from cutting federal waste to cutting the cost of living, you'll hear it all on your 100,000-watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather Forecast is calling for clear skies tonight, low 76. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 99. Tomorrow night, 76 for a low. Into Saturday, sunny, high of 97. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 96. It's 94 at Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Thoughts on the latest email dump that Tulsi Gabbard put out, once again solidifying that the Russia collusion hoax was a hoax. And now we're finding out other members of the administration were saying, wait, no, let's not do this. So that makes me feel a little better. What do you think of Google expanding in Pryor? And in a little bit, we'll get into the First Lady suing Hunter Biden and why I hope she wins. Kimberly is in Bethany on Freedom 96.9. Hi, Kimberly. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Lee. Regarding the previous conversations and the schools.
Yes.
I have two questions for Shawnee. Who wrote the contract and why was it written that way?
The contract for the assistant that they hired?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know, like, see, the departure fee, the $229,000, was being paid by his previous district, which is in Missouri. So that would be a question for them, I think.
For them.
Yeah. And I'm only assuming it's in the contract because that's the only legal way he could have received that money. But, of course, this is a news report from one of our local corporate-owned news entities, and they didn't bother asking.
Right. But considering I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I totally get what you're saying, that if it was in the contract, then it was in the contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my... considering everything that has been said previously today, that is one question that I have, is who is doing the hiring, who is writing the contracts, and how are they being written?
Yeah.
And is
there a contract?
That is correct as well.
Because I don't know. It may vary from district to district. In one district, it may be. Now, with the call we had a moment ago from Ames, it sounds to me like the school board does the hiring of the school administrator. And then the school administrator will then do whatever is allowed under the bylaws of whatever the board has set up. So the only way to get rid of that school board administrator is to have the school board vote them down. And it sounds to me like they're not listening to what their constituents are saying when it comes to their displeasure of that particular school administrator.
Well, and yes, that conversation and another one as well, when you're talking about where is the money going?
Yeah.
And the best interest of the students in Oklahoma I would still ask that question.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is really doing the hiring? You know, I understand how, it's supposed to work. The board members are hiring administrative people for the district. But with regard to contracts, you know, I would be asking specifically who is writing these?
Yeah.
And what are the qualifications? Because I very much listened to what that woman said. And I hear what she's saying. And I think there are quite a few questions that need to be asked in order to have the best interests of the kids in Oklahoma at heart.
Yeah. No arguments there. No arguments there.
Yeah.
And then it comes down, you know, at the state level. It seems to me at the state level, our state school board should be voted upon by the people, but that's not the case. The governor appoints, so and then the governor can terminate if he wants. So I don't like that arrangement because it is set up, it's set up a political struggle where, okay, if the governor just doesn't like the particular board of the state board of, because the superintendent of public schools is voted upon, but the board is not. So that means the governor can pit the board against the superintendent and vice versa if they show so please. So why not then just make it all the choice of the people?
Well, but that's where what you're saying is essentially on a different level exactly what I'm talking about as well, which is, are the people that are being hired truly qualified?
Yeah. And accountability. Where's the accountability?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Kimberly.
All right,
have a good day. I'm glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Debbie writes, Lee, you were just reading a post from your troll who is named Jared. Let's see here. Where did it go? I lost it. Oh, well. I'll try to find it here in a minute. Anyway, Debbie says that Jared is also a troll of hers. He only listens to what the Democrat Party says and doesn't toe the line. Well, then my question would be, Debbie, does he just copy and paste the same materials he, you know, does he like what he posted on my social media, does he just copy and paste that to everybody? Because that really is brainless. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the Drive. For me, it started not long after we had one of those hailstorms where the golf balls were falling out of the sky, and they fell out of the sky for what seemed like 20 minutes. I knew that there was damage to my roof. When I walked out in my backyard and saw some of my backyard furniture tore up, I knew my roof had had a pretty good beating. That's when I called McRoof. McRoof.us, replacement done right, 405-877-7663. And yeah, I was long overdue a roof inspection. I had not had anything done to the Matthews Mansion since I had bought it, and that had been about 15 years at the time. So I was way overdue, not only for that, but for also some code upgrades. And when they came out and did the inspection, they said, okay, this is going to be a little more expensive than you think because we got to bring these codes up to, we got to bring your building codes up to date. And I said, whatever it takes. And they said, we'll talk things over with your insurance company, but we're not making any guarantees. I said, whatever, I'm fine with that. Time for the meeting the deductible anyway. They took care of all of that. And then the other thing was, it's a hassle no matter how you look at it, but they were in and out in one day. Now, that may vary. I don't know how big your mansion is in relation to the Matthews Mansion. But for me, it was really good. And don't worry about how high your roof is or how tall your roof is. If they can't get an inspector up there, they'll fly a drone. They've got a whole team of drones that can go over every square inch of your roof to inspect it. McRoof.us. That's the website. Then the phone number, 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on your way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Fabrice.
It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then...
you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that.
Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again. With more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring. With 100,000 watts of power, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Oklahoma, it's Eric Erickson, and sadly, our kids are all going back to school, so the school zones are in effect. Be careful out there, and listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take your phone calls at 877-973-7425, give you the news of the day, covering the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis of what's going on, tell you what I think about it, and let you chime in as well. All of it right here on Freedom 96.9.
96.9 AccuWeather forecast.
You're my wonderwall.
Calling for clear skies tonight. Low of 76. Sunny and hot tomorrow. High 99. Tomorrow night down to 76 for a low. Saturday sunny and a high of 97. Sunday partly cloudy. High 96. 94 right now at Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. And Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. I'm trying to fix something here while I'm on the air. Okay, now I can give you my undivided attention. You are on the air, Earl, in El Reno. Hi.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about pay for the administrators.
Mm-hmm.
This one back... I don't know, like I say, I don't know how long you've lived in Oklahoma, but this was back in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
When Arthur Stiller left, it was a big thing for quite a while about, I had to look it up. Part of it was $80,000 that they paid him for unused sick leave, and mm-hmm. I don't know how much the amount was that when he left. But, the public school administrators are, that's part of the problem. You said it. You hit it on the nail on the head. The money's not going where it should be.
Well, I've been in contract negotiation. I mean, when I, okay, when I worked over there, they loved contracts. Mostly they loved contracts because it kept them from being sued by you, because it spelled out every single thing that you got and every single thing that you were expected to do up until a point. Now, when they would come to you and then say, okay, no matter what the contract says, instead of doing 2 and 3 and 4 jobs, you're now going to do 8 and 9. Well, there wasn't much you could say about it because the contract basically said you do whatever we ask you and then you get this and this and this. A lot of times it included sick leave. If you didn't take any sick leave, you'd get paid that if you departed. A lot of that included unused vacation time, if you didn't use it. And then there was always severance based upon how long you had been there. So if they terminated you and you had worked there more than 12 years, well, you would get 12 years. You would get, you'd get 12 months worth of severance pay. You see what I'm saying? But it would all be spelled out in a contract.
And you're talking about in the private sector.
Yes.
That's the big, that's what really angers people mm-hmm. is in the public part of it that
and they're
falling short and yet people are walking away millionaires.
Right.
Just like the government.
Well, I mean,
government
okay.
officials.
Do you remember, and to answer your earlier question, I've only been back in Oklahoma 20 years. My grandparents and my dad was born in Oklahoma City. My grandparents lived in Shawnee, and a lot of my cousins in Maud, and I would come up once a year to come visit everybody. So I didn't come into Oklahoma City that often, other than to go to the zoo and the Cowboy Hall of Fame or whatever. But I remember, for instance, Bricktown being a toilet, but I didn't go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember the Capitol building not having the dome on it, and then all of a sudden it did. So I remember a lot about old Oklahoma City, but I didn't live here. So you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, you.
So I've lived here full time the last 20 years. So I think I've caught up. Ryan Walters, and I got to make this quick because I'm running out of time, but Ryan Walters was trying to discipline the administrator of the Tulsa school district because she just wasn't doing her job. And it came down to either resign or you're fired. If you resign, the contract stipulated you get all these goodies, which she did. But getting rid of her was the best thing Tulsa Public Schools ever did because Tulsa Public Schools turned everything around within 6 weeks. So, yeah, Earl, everything you're saying is true.
Yep.
Thank you for calling,
thanks,
Earl.
Well,
good to talk to you.
You bet. Have a great day. Yep. You too. Take care.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Craft. Google is investing $9 billion in Oklahoma over the next 2 years. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. President Trump is celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Social Security Act, initiated by President Roosevelt way back in 1935. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump said, if Democrats would have won the last election, Social Security would have gone under and closed. The current commissioner of Social Security is Frank Bisignano. He noted backlogs and long time waits at field offices on the phone have been addressed and corrected to single-digit wait times now.
And what we found was the opportunity to fix a foundation. The reality is people talk about 72 beneficiaries. I talk about over 300 million Americans with a Social Security number that we must protect through the system. And when you look at what we talk about in eliminating Social Security numbers that were live in the system, they could carry fraud through the whole system. So the first thing was root out fraud, waste, and abuse. But while doing it, the best way to be more efficient is provide more accurate payments and better service. And you heard the numbers.
Some home buyers are more willing to risk safety for affordability. A recent Redfin survey found 22% of home buyers would be willing to trade safety for affordability. Although some home buyers are willing to compromise, more than 70% of those surveyed called personal safety and low crime must-haves in their new home. These are the choices people are having to make because the Federal Reserve is keeping the interest rate at Joe Biden levels. The Knight Cancer Institute in Portland, Oregon has received a $2 billion donation from Nike co-founder Phil Knight and his wife Penny. America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. OKC police responded Saturday to a shooting at an apartment on North Stonewall Avenue where they found 28-year-old Devontae Mims with multiple gunshot wounds. Mims was taken to a nearby hospital but pronounced dead due to his injuries. Investigators say the shooting followed an altercation between Mims and a woman, with a third person firing the shots. The case continues its review by the district attorney, marking Oklahoma City's 45th homicide of 2025. Google is investing $9 billion in Oklahoma over the next 2 years, expanding its prior campus and building a new data center in Stillwater. Funds will support AI and cloud infrastructure, workforce training, and education programs like the AI for Education Accelerator at OU and OSU. Officials say the investment will create jobs, boost the economy, and strengthen Oklahoma's role in tech innovation. Oklahoma schools are boosting safety with school resource officers focusing on prevention, rapid response, and teamwork with administrators.
OKCPS is also adding new security tech, like visitor check-ins, to keep students safe, while Sheriff Tommy Johnson urges students to speak up if something feels wrong. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
The treasure hunt is on at Thunderbird Casino in Shawnee as we hunt for Neptune's gold for your chance to win up to $5,000 in cash. One entry for every 50 points earned daily with your Players Club card in August to earn entries for your shot to win. Drawing start every Friday at 7 p.m. only at Thunderbird Casino in Shawnee. Come for fun, play to win. PlayThunderbird.com.
If you are a police officer, it is okay to think certain things. But don't go to social media with them. Another edition of They're Not Getting Any Smarter is coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and I'm Lee Matthews with The Drive.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Overnight will be clear and humid with a low of 73. Tomorrow, expect a breezy and very warm day with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 96. Friday night will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 73. Saturday morning will be breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine throughout the day and a high of 95. Sunday will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Just a few of the items on the topic buffet. What do you think of the latest email dump? Tulsi Gabbard released more emails, this time between the then Director of National Intelligence and the National Security Agency. Debating whether or not they should go forward with the Russia collusion hoax. And the Director of National Intelligence basically telling the head of the NSA, this is what we're doing, we all have to be on the same page. The NSA director then saying, I'm not comfortable with this. So I'm at least happy that some people in the Biden administration were at least saying, no, this isn't right, we can't do this. Now the question is, what should be done to those who did push it forward? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of Google expanding in Prior? And am I the only one that finds it a little, I get a little chuckle out of this. The irony of one of the most complicated and largest tech companies in the world expanding its facility right in the middle of Amish country, Oklahoma. I just get a chuckle out of that. 405-608-4377. Some conversation about some investigations into the assistant, administrator of education in Shawnee, and where he came from, and why nobody's talking about how much money he's going to be paid, which it probably will be a lot, because he's got a PhD in education, and that's what we do in Oklahoma. We blow a lot of money on administration. And then there's this story about First Lady Melania Trump putting Hunter Biden on a $1 billion notice of what she claims are false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory statements made about her, demanding he immediately remove and retract the content and issue an apology or face legal action. A letter from Alejandro Brito, the attorney serving as the litigation counsel for the First Lady, sent Hunter Biden and his attorney, Abe Lowell, on August 6th, a letter demanding Biden immediately retract the false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory statements made about Mrs. Trump, which were contained in a video that Andrew Callahan posted on YouTube in early August. In that video, Hunter Biden was said to have said that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania to Trump, and that the connections are so wide and deep, when in fact that did not happen. Oh, this is good. Do you realize that James Carville last week, the political pundit under the Clinton administration, apologized to Melania Trump for things he said because she threatened to sue? And now she's turning her ire toward Hunter Biden. This is gonna be good.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter Biden earlier today said, bleep, no, I'm not gonna back off. Oh, this is gonna be good.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know that she'll get $1 billion, but she will further, if she wins, she will further bankrupt Hunter Biden. Such sweet revenge. I hope she wins. I hope she presses the suit, and I hope she wins the suit. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So we've got that to chat about today. A little later this hour, I'm going to be talking to an expert that uncovered how Biden wanted to come after you, not just Trump. Kit is in Oklahoma City. Hi, Kit. Thanks for hanging on to The Drive.
Hey there. Go Melania.
Yes.
I'm wondering if Hunter might be related to your troll.
Maybe so.
Sounds like they think alike. Anyway, My mom always used to tell me when I was a kid, you can always tell how educated a person is by listening to them talk.
Mm-hmm.
And when their mouth is filled full of expletives and all that stuff, it's because they don't have much of an education.
Yes.
So they don't know how to talk. And I think that Jared has a bad case of jerkitis.
Probably so. I'm starting to think he is he might be what they call a bot. Basically, a bot is a robotic profile on social media that looks for keywords and then sends out inflammatory responses to try to get you to respond. And every time you respond, the bot responds to you. And every time they respond to you, they get more information on you. So I'm probably going to it's looking like he's a bot. It's looking like he's not even a real person, because I've had since I read that post, Kit, I've had two people say, yeah, he writes the same things to me, and they sent them to me, and it's exactly the same. So, yeah, I think it's a bot.
Well, I just think he's a big UJ, uneducated jerk.
Yes.
And I think he must be related to Hunter.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
that's
here's what my grandmother used to tell me. A leopard never changes their spots.
Yeah.
Everything we know about Hunter is that he's a sleaze. And just because he's gone through rehab and allegedly cleaned up his act doesn't mean he's not still a sleaze.
Yeah, and he may not be uneducated, but he too is a jerk.
Well, you can have a degree in law and still be an idiot. You really can. Yeah. I mean, people would ask me that all the time during the election, Kit, about Kamala Harris. Well, how does Kamala Harris have all that law degree? And she seems to be just a blooming idiot. And I said, well, to be a good lawyer, you have to be able to shuffle paperwork. You have to be able to have a good reading comprehension, and you have to be able to take tests well. But that doesn't mean you're not going to hurt yourself getting out of bed in the morning, or that you're not going to be able to figure out how to drive your own car.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd put in my 25 cents worth.
I'm glad you did, Kit, and thanks for listening to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Ernest writes, Lee, you were talking about Oklahoma education and education bureaucrats. They want you to believe that Oklahoma is underfunding education. How do they justify superintendents making more money than our governor or state superintendent? How do they justify $40,000 raises for a superintendent of 220 students? Inquiring minds want to know. It's time we cap taxpayer-funded salaries on these high-paid education bureaucrats. You got my vote, Ernest. You got my vote, and I agree. So thank you. Let's see. Charlie writes, Lee, you had some audio earlier in the show. It was a tirade from a woman named Jenny Welch. Yeah, this was her.
White people that triple Trump should be banned, boycotted from enjoying the best thing that America has to offer, which is multiculturalism. Get your fat asses out of the Mexican restaurant. Get your fat asses over to Cracker Barrel.
Charlie goes on to say, did she come up with the same gene pool as Elizabeth Warren? It seems to that stuff all rises to the top and leaves a ring around the rim. And you understand, Lee, when I say stuff, I'm referring to the septic tank and the scum in it rising to the top. I think I got it. Yeah, I do, Charlie. I know what you mean when you say stuff. You mean what rhymes with Adam Schiff? Marty writes, Lee, you are correct. We are not 50th in the nation in education. Wallet Hub doesn't take into account the cost of living, the per capita, nor per square mile makeup in their surveys. Using their data, when you take cost of living into account, Oklahoma comes in at 27th in the nation, right down the middle. Yep. Thank you, Marty. Diana writes, Lee, to be clear, saying that crime is down in Washington, D.C. is not a fact, but a statistical manipulation. Crime might be up over 10 years, but down the last 5 or even 1 year. It's a Democrat talking point they just want to inject into the story. Yes, Diana, I realize that. And, when they say crime is down, they meant violent crime. Well, what do they consider violent crime? Well, they consider murder violent crime. Now, that's it. Do you consider gang warfare violent crime? I do, too. Do you consider rape violent crime? I do, too. Do you consider armed robbery violent crime? I do, too. But that's not what they were counting when they put out those statistics. Adam writes, speaking of gun rights, Lee, and those Democrats in Texas, why have the Republican Party shut down their session before voting on Epstein? Okay, Adam, I'm going to say this one more time, and please write it down, okay? Keep up or take notes. I'm getting tired of getting this question. Because the holdup is in the separation of powers. Congress made a request to the Justice Department, to the justice tier of government, to release the Epstein files. The Department of Justice and the president have all requested that they be released. Two judges, one in Manhattan and one in Florida, both Biden-appointed judges, have refused to release the documents, citing privacy issues. Congress, nor the president, nor the Department of Justice, nor anybody else can do nothing to force them to release it. They will have to release it on their own, and they're not going to do it. I suspect because it's going to harm more Democrats than Republicans. But what do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hi, you're on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Yes, Lee. Hi, I'm Paul from UConn. How are you doing this evening?
Good to see you, Paul. Good to hear from you, Paul, in UConn. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I've got a question. It's not a comment, but I'm really interested in knowing, being between jobs now, with Google coming in, investing in AI. Everybody says that just puts the pressure on the grid and raise prices. How's that going to affect our monthlies overall? Our utilities.
Our utilities. Well, here's the good news. The Google facility that they are expanding is a facility over in Pryor, Oklahoma, and it is right next door to the Mid-America utility plant. The Mid-America utility plant is the most underutilized utility plant in our state. It powers most of eastern Oklahoma, but it It can power so much more. It can handle the load. That's why a lot of the businesses that are coming to Oklahoma are looking at that area in and around the Mid-America coal plant, because they know the power's there and they know the transmission is possible, because they don't have to pay for a long transmission line, and they also know it won't have an effect on the rest of the state demand.
And it won't vastly increase our utilities?
No, it won't. It won't, because that's a separate plant. And that it's a plant that now has the capability of generating so much more power than it is, because it's in the eastern part of the state, which is the lesser populated part of the state.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Thank you very much.
Because not only is Google expanding over there, but there's going to be a CSI, the ammunition maker. They're going to build a plant out there. And then there's a big aluminum smelting plant coming into that area in Iona, which is not far from there. And that's going to be on the McCare commercial channel that then empties into the Arkansas River. So the big industry's coming to Iona as well, and it will also be on that electrical grid. So it won't affect you and me one bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
Glad
Thank
to answer
so
the
much.
Question.
Appreciate it.
Yes. That's a good question, too. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Invisible Oklahoma. It's an organization that is inviting Senator James Lankford and Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to attend a public discussion. Why? I don't think Senator James Lankford and Senator Mark Wayne Mullen should give them the time of day. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Got an exclusive number for you, 405-877-7663. It's Lee Matthews, and that's the number to McRoof, McRoof.us, the official Matthews Mansion roofer, and they should be yours too. McRoof will do more than just replace the shingles on your roof. They will fortify your roof, that is, to make it better than it was before. And they'll talk things over with your insurance company. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma. One roof at a time.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo, presented by Seth Wadley Ford, features 12 teams of cowboys competing in 5 events with one goal: supporting Children's Hospital Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $700,000 for CHF since 1997. We hope you'll bring your family and join us this Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E Arena. Performances begin at 7, with doors opening at 5 for shopping and the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
Whether the conflict is in the Middle East or Middle Oklahoma, we have the stories that impact your freedom. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Same thing with France. You got these huge Muslim enclaves where the French cops reportedly don't even go. They do vote. So they're there not because France says, okay, we looked and screened you and you're the perfect one to make France a stronger France. They're allowing their population now, which is mostly Muslim, they need their votes. So now they're fueling the anti-Israeli, anti-Semitism that's happening in that region.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Trump far more favorably now on crime than they did a year ago. And while this polling doesn't take into account what's exactly happening in D.C. right now, it does take into account what happened in Los Angeles, what's happened earlier this year. And Americans, for the most part, actually view Trump favorably. Crime is one of Trump's best issues. It's one of the reasons why he wants to talk about crime, because it favors him.
That's Harry Enten of CNN once again, dumbfounded by the very polling that he is conducting. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, Invisible Oklahoma is asking Senator James Lankford and Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to attend what they call a much-needed public discussion at a town hall that is less than 2 weeks away. The U.S. Senate is in August recess, and Invisible Oklahoma, who calls themselves a nonpartisan group focused on progressive values and activism, code words for leftists, says it's the perfect time for Oklahoma senators to talk with their constituents about issues affecting their lives. Those breaks are not supposed to be vacations for the senator. That's supposed to be when you come back to your constituents and have that they have elected you to talk to them and meet with them, said Cindy Alexander, co-leader of Invisible Oklahoma. Does she sound like she has an axe to grind or what? Invisible Oklahoma is calling on them to talk with Oklahoma voters and answer their questions at a town hall set for August 25th. Members of the group are asked to submit questions for consideration. Alexander says there are a number of topics Oklahoma wants to discuss. Some of the ones that are most concerning are the lack of due process. How? The kidnapping of people who look a certain way by masked, unidentified people. No, these are not kidnapping. These are people who are here illegally and have a criminal record. And the people who are taking them are identified with the letters ICE all over their uniforms. They're masked because we don't want the cartels to know who they are, so they won't be doxxed or kidnapped or a member of their family kidnapped by the cartels. We're concerned about the tax breaks given to billionaires and the big corporations paid for by cuts to safety net programs that help people get health care to eat. All right, what health care is being cut? What safety net programs are being cut? And what programs to help people eat are being cut so billionaires can get tax cuts? Alexander says the list goes on, adding that the topics should be discussed by the people Oklahoma elected. Senator Lankford and Senator Mullen have not yet responded as to whether or not they will be there. If I were them, I would not give them the time of day. Alexander added that there would be a panel made up of a variety of experts, oh yeah, to guide the discussion but not answer any questions. Yeah. Invisible Oklahoma is not invisible. It's a leftist group. Don't bother. Don't waste your time, senators. Not one bit. As a policeman, by the way, it is okay to think certain things, but it's not okay to take them any further than that.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
On today's boys, they're not getting any smarter. Now, normally on this feature, I talk about a criminal doing something really dumb, but today the focus is on Harris County Constable in Texas, under investigation after reportedly posting a TikTok claiming she was going to ticket drivers because she hadn't gotten laid, according to a local outlet. The deputy posted a video on social media, a platform of herself in uniform with the caption, "Didn't get cracked last night, so everyone's getting a ticket," as she wrote on her notepad in the vehicle, according to the New York Post. The Harris County Precinct 5 said that the July 31st incident had been opened as an official investigation. The Post identified the officer as Jennifer Escalera by the nameplate on her uniform. "It's still ongoing," said a spokesperson for the department. The spokesperson declined to confirm the identity of the deputy and stated the officer has not been disciplined for the or suspended at this time. Escalera joined the department in September of 2021, according to Facebook. Her TikTok account, which has since been deleted, featured several other videos of her in uniform, including one about getting ready for work as a female police officer, according to the Post. Alex Fish, a resident of the area, said that Escalera's post was inappropriate and disrespectful. "It makes the police department look unprofessional when they start posting videos like that. You can't take them seriously. They wonder why when you see them, they say, 'Why don't you respect me?' Or why are you talking to me disrespectfully?" Well, if you don't treat yourself like a woman who is on the force, you ain't treating yourself like a police officer. And I agree. Besides, nobody cares if you're getting any or not. And that's today's version of
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you
They're
gonna
not getting any smarter.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
It's okay to think it if you're a police officer. It's not okay to do it. I didn't think many of the police officers were allowed. Maybe the public information officer was allowed to post on social media, but I didn't think the police officers were allowed across the board, or at least it was heavily frowned upon. Heavily frowned upon. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Trump about to head out to Alaska to talk to Putin. What might happen in that meeting, and why Democrats just don't seem to understand Trump. That coming up. Biden didn't just want to go after Trump. He wanted to go after you, too. We've got documentation that's been released, and that's thanks to an organization, the president of whom I'm going to talk about. It's a activist organization for parents and enabling parents to have more control over their kids' education. That's coming up, along with your calls on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I know it was the first day of school for a lot of people. And how did that go? I'm interested to hear that. And also, we'll get a closer look at your weather coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Again, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Robert writes, Lee, how come you can say have a nice day to people and they appreciate it, but when you say enjoy the next 24 hours, they get a little uneasy? Yeah, Robert, I wonder that too. Thanks for writing in on social media.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. President Trump is celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Social Security Act initiated by President Roosevelt way back in 1935. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump said, if Democrats would have won the last election, Social Security would have gone under and closed. The current commissioner of Social Security is Frank Bisignano. He noted backlogs and long time waits at field offices on the phone have been addressed and corrected to single-digit wait times now.
So the first thing was root out fraud, waste, and abuse. But while doing it, the best way to be more efficient is provide more accurate payments and better service. And you heard the numbers.
The Knight Cancer Institute in Portland, Oregon has received a $2 billion donation from Nike co-founder Phil Knight and his wife Penny. America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare and they love saving money. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. OKC police responded Saturday to a shooting at an apartment on North Stonewall Avenue where they found 28-year-old Devontae Mims with multiple gunshot wounds. Mims was taken to a nearby hospital but pronounced dead due to his injuries. Investigators say the shooting followed an altercation between Mims and a woman, with a third person firing the shots. The case continues its review by the district attorney, marking Oklahoma City's 45th homicide of 2025. Google is investing $9 billion in Oklahoma over the next 2 years, expanding its prior campus and building a new data center in Stillwater. Funds will support AI and cloud infrastructure, workforce training, and education programs like the AI for Education Accelerator at OU and OSU. Officials say the investment will create jobs, boost the economy, and strengthen Oklahoma's role in tech innovation. Oklahoma schools are boosting safety with school resource officers focusing on prevention, rapid response, and teamwork with administrators. OKCPS is also adding new security tech, like visitor check-ins, to keep students safe, while Sheriff Tommy Johnson urges students to speak up if something feels wrong. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Archery hunting season is just around the corner, and the September rush is coming. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. And our expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head into the season with confidence. Don't get stuck by the September rush. Bring your bow in today. While you're here, check out the Safe Department. We're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Protect your gear and your firearms with the top-of-the-line safe from H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian.
90% of wildfires are caused by human mistakes. Throwing a cigarette butt out of your window, pulling a trailer in the chain drags, burning in windy conditions, all no big deal until they are. Don't let your mistake turn into a tragedy. Here at the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, we want to remind you to practice fire safety this wildfire season. And remember, if you see smoke, call 911. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, working to protect and serve. Visit osfa.info.
It wasn't just the Trump administration. They could come after you, and they wanted to. The Biden administration wanted to shut you down and throw you in jail if you dared talk about any of their education initiatives. We've got proof, and I'm talking to an expert that helped uncover that proof as the drive continues in 30 seconds. I'm Lee Matthews, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Overnight will be clear and humid with a low of 73. Tomorrow, expect a breezy and very warm day with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 96. Friday night will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 73. Saturday morning will be breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine throughout the day and a high of 95. Sunday will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Now, there may be no second meeting, because if I feel that it's not appropriate to have it because I didn't get the answers that we have to have, then we're not going to have a second meeting.
And that is Trump setting expectations for tomorrow's big meeting with Biden, Putin. It is said he will depart Andrews Air Force Base at 6 a.m., I'm not sure. He's going to Anchorage, so that's about a five-hour flight, I think. And then he might even stay the night, depending on how things go with the meeting. I did have some questions as to why it was in Alaska. Does it have anything to do with Russia used to owning Alaska? And Trump may be trying to rub that into Putin's face. No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it has everything to do with it being just about the same travel time for both of them. It's about the same distance for both to travel to Alaska. And also, they are a lot of military bases up there in Alaska that will provide security for this meeting. So both the Russians will feel secure, and then the Americans will feel secure. They have the facilities for it all. It's summertime, so things are still pretty nice in that part of the country. Unbelievably, it does get warm in the summer there in Alaska. Not hot like what we've got, but I mean it'll daytime temperatures 70s, 80s, depending on what's going on. So that's, as far as I know, that's what's going on there. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. And along those lines, KT writes, this is an email she sent to me. I think it's a she. Lee, none of the current Washington elites understand what makes Donald Trump tick. They think he's just like them, another standard-issue politician who cares more about perception than reality, who values process over progress. He may have an end goal, but is usually unwilling to compromise to achieve it. Donald Trump approaches problems from the other direction. He's an end goal. Even if he's not yet sure how he's going to get there, he's willing to improvise, to compromise, and to completely change his approach, even if it is unorthodox. I've been in a situation room with four presidents going back to President Richard Nixon. Trump is different. He focuses on getting a project completed as quickly as possible, no matter how he does it. It makes sense, given his background. As a real estate developer, he didn't make money until the building was finished. All the expenses were up front. Buy the land, service the debt, pay the workers, materials, machinery. When Trump began a real estate development, he didn't know what difficulties he'd encounter along the way. Bad weather, political roadblocks, labor disputes, supply chain disruptions. When he ran into problems, he improvised. His overriding goal was to finish the building as quickly as possible. Time is money. That's why President Trump is moving on all these issues at warp speed. That is why he has a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. That's why his critics call him unpredictable and mercurial and howl with outrage if he changes plans. Most politicians are understandably focused on the next election. They must appear to have all the answers for fear their opponents will tear them apart. When was the last time a politician admitted his plan didn't work? They give speeches, have negotiations, and don't take risks for fear of failure or alienating important electorates. A politician can make processes seem like progress. Politicians are less concerned with achieving their ultimate goals than in having the right approach along the way. They stick to plan A, even if it's not working. Republicans and Democrats prolonged the forever wars in the Middle East for 2 decades because they didn't want to admit they were wrong. President Trump's plan A for ending the war in Ukraine was to use the charm and personality to bring both sides to the negotiating table. That's why for years he was reluctant to criticize Putin, because he didn't want to flatter him into to the negotiating table. Plan A failed. Plan B was to use maximum pressure to bring them to the table. It worked with Vladimir Zelensky. Trump's threats to pull support from Ukraine convinced him to sign an agreement binding our economies together to develop Ukraine's rare earth minerals. He offloaded much of the war's cost to Europe. They're now footing the bill instead of the American taxpayer. But Plan B didn't work with Putin. During the several phone calls, Putin told Trump that he wanted to end the war, but once they hung up, Putin escalated attacks on Ukrainian civilian targets. So what does Plan C look like? Well, we don't know yet. And that's why President Trump wants to meet face-to-face with Putin. KT, I think you've got it. You can write me your opinion any day. And I will greedily accept it. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9. The United States Parents Involved in Education Organization is a nonprofit nationwide coalition that seeks to return education to its proper local roots and restore parental authority. Sounds kind of like the policies of our own Ryan Walters, doesn't it? Well, Sherry Fu is with us. She's the founder and president of USPIE, and she has uncovered yet more weaponization of the education department by the Biden administration. Sherry Fu, it's good to have you along on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. When did all this come to light for you?
Well, just recently, a group called America First Legal received documentation that they FOIA'd over the last few years. I mean, it's been a long process and slow and arduous, as you can expect. But they finally received tons of documentation, emails between the National School Boards Association, the FBI, the Department of Justice, you name it, even the civil rights arm of the Department of Education, were all involved with the Biden administration whipping up this plan to weaponize the government against parents simply because they were dissenting about what their children were learning. You know, if you remember, we all took it very seriously at the time. Parents were mad about the mandatory mask mandates, the school closures. They started seeing, you know, what their children were learning. They were concerned about critical race theory and LGBTQ influences. I like to call it the Great Parent Awakening because, you know, that's when parents started going to their local school boards outraged and saying, you know, we've got to put an end to this. So at that time, the Biden administration colluded by contacting the National School Boards Association, requesting them to write a letter, and all of this is evidence now in these FOIA requests that have been answered. So the National School Boards Association was asked to write the letter so they would have cause to, you know, weaponize the federal government against the parents, basically mobilizing the full force of the federal government's firepower against these concerned parents. So even within their own administration, some of the emails show that they were warning people that this was probably not a good idea. Some of the Biden administration staff, internal folks, were saying, you know, this is violating constitutional rights, the First Amendment freedom of speech, and the parents' right to direct the upbringing of their children. So all of this has come to light through this FOIA request. It's something that we all knew, like I said, was serious at the time, but now we have the proof. And even worse, we have the evidence that school boards cooperated with this lawlessness, as well as local law enforcement.
Well, Sheriff Hughes, with United States Parents Involved in Education, I mean, it happened here in Oklahoma to the point where I consider it responsible for the election of our current State Board of Education Superintendent, Ryan Walters, basically a former history teacher, no administrative, very little administrative experience. He had served as the Secretary of Education under the governor for a while, but he was bringing a fresh approach, and that's what he promised. He promised transparency. He promised to get away from these types of organizations that are forcing this kind of thing upon kids, bringing the parents back into the system and into the process. And he won overwhelmingly, and he has been fought against tooth and nail ever since his inauguration by the Oklahoma Association of Educators and the National Association of Educators and then some.
Well, bless his heart, and I mean that in a very positive way. I mean that he's taken that on, and he's willing to go through, you know, the harsh attacks. Our organization, United States Parents Involved in Education, back during that time was put on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list, if you remember that.
I'd say that would have been a badge of honor then.
You know, I've often said that myself. but it certainly did cause problems for some of our state chapters. One gentleman in particular who was very active in Illinois, in Chicago, if you can imagine, had so much pushback, and they're still harassing him. He's lost his job, and he got detained at the airport because he was on that list, because the Biden administration was working in tandem also with SPLC and using their hate list of further targets for the domestic terrorism.
Talking to Sherry Few of the United States Parents Involved in Education. Your organization, well, okay, let's get back to when this all began. Since the change of guard and Trump has taken over, have any of these exercises lightened up?
Well, you know, as far as, you know, the government being weaponized against parents, of course, that's not happening anymore. I mean, who knows better than President Trump about how that can feel? And so, you know, one very positive note is there's a new organization that was founded. It's called Parents Demanding Justice Alliance, and it's co-founded by Kelly Walker, who is a victim himself of this weaponization. He lost his business. He served time in jail. He paid a $10,000 fine. I mean, the things that he has suffered are egregious. And so he co-founded with Sam Sorbo, who's a tireless education freedom activist, and she's helped him to open doors that he otherwise probably could not have walked through. But they together, under this new alliance, created a dossier of over 40 parents and listed, you know, briefly their situations, their cases, and they delivered this to the president's weaponization working group. And so we're very hopeful that we will see some criminal action prosecuted here, because, you know, this absolutely belongs on Pam Bondi's desk. She needs to take action, and, you know, not just say, okay, now we know what happened, but what are we going to do about it?
This is Sherry Few with the United States Parents Involved in Education. They've got a weekly podcast called Unmasking Government Schools with Sherry Few, where they expose a lot of this kind of stuff that is going on and has been going on. And hopefully now that this evidence has come to light, it will bring about, if and only if, some civil lawsuits?
Yes, that's what I'm hopeful for. And so, you know, we're waiting on with bated breath to see what the result of this dossier will bring. We know that the president has already taken action in restoring female athletes' rightly deserved medals.
Yeah.
And, you know, taking actions against universities that are allowing men to compete in women's sports. So there's a lot of action that's being taken where the president has been very bold, and we are very hopeful that this too will be an issue that he will boldly stand on and bring prosecution against the criminals in this case.
It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and Lee Matthews with The Drive, talking to Sherry Few of United States Parents Involved in Education. What inspired this? Was this the Biden administration working on their own, or was this factions inside of the bureaucracy that were trying to push this initiative, say, or even maybe the National Educators Association or members of the Department of Education?
Well, you know, we all understand, and we knew it then, but we know more so now, that Biden really wasn't making many decisions in right. The White House. There's obviously somebody else behind it driving this. We do know from the memos that were released, the content of the memos show that there were internal people that were warning against it. So we don't know for sure, at least it hasn't come out yet, who exactly, you know, may have been leading the effort or the charge in this. But there are several entities that are identified as having colluded to take this action.
I can imagine. It smells to me like union bullying, because that's what we've seen here in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the National School Boards Association, who wrote the letter that created the hook, as they call it, for the federal government involvement, they suffered dearly for their role in this. They actually came out and apologized, and 12 states formally disaffiliated themselves. I imagine Oklahoma is probably one of them.
Oh, I imagine so, too. I haven't looked to see specifically, but I wouldn't doubt it for a long period of time. The United States Parents Involved in Education, you formed this organization in the midst of all of this, but what are the future goals?
Actually, you know what? We date back a little further than that.
Oh.
We've been around for 10 years. We're not like Moms for Liberty or some of the others that popped up when all of this started. Our mission is to close the U.S. Department of Education and end all federal education mandates. The reason we chose that as our mission is we were a coalition of leaders in states around the country who were fighting against Common Core back in 2010 to 2015.
Yes. And now we're seeing how well that all worked out with graduation rates and test scores and ACTs and all that.
Oh, yeah. Scores have just plummeted. And, of course, the Educrats want to blame it on COVID, but we know better. We know it's those faulty standards that are still in place all over the country.
Unmasking Government Schools with Sherry Few is the podcast that you can see hear weekly. United States Parents Involved in Education is the organization. And what's the next step? Is there something you all have your eyes on other than the weaponization of the Education Department?
Oh, yes. We're all over the map. Mm-hmm. We have developed two blueprints. The first one was how to close the Department of Education, because, you know, a lot of people talk about that, especially politicians. But who's ever said, how can you do it? Who's developed that plan? So we've developed that plan about 5 years ago. We have updated it and delivered it to President Trump, and the Secretary of Education actually received a letter in response from the president this week. I was very excited that I had a personal letter acknowledging receipt of that. Mm-hmm. We also developed another blueprint for how states can wean themselves off the federal dole. And the reason this is our goal is because we understand that that's where the majority of nefarious pedagogies originate. And they're incentivized with federal dollars, just like Common Core was, and so many other of the really nefarious pedagogies that we see in government schools. And currently, we're about to release a report that's titled, Are Government Schools Redeemable? And we're really excited about this report, and you can imagine what our conclusion is. But we also come up with some possible solutions for those who want to continue to try to redeem these government schools.
And the organization, if you're interested in more, is United States Parents Involved in Education. Sherry Fu is the website or other information where people can listen to the podcast?
Yes, our website is USPIE, that's USPIE.org. And you can find the podcast there. You can find the film there and many of our position statements, our blueprints, lots of good information. I encourage people to go there and join the movement so they can get connected with what we're doing.
And I didn't ask about the film. Can you discuss that for just a minute?
Oh, yes, of course. Our film is titled Truth and Lies in American Education, and it's an expose where we interview tons of experts on all of the problematic things in the government schools. You know, we cover critical race theory, the transgenderism, if you want to call it that, fake history. It's all exposed, and it's a great place for people to start who don't understand how toxic it's become in the government school system.
Well, Sherry Few of USPIE, United States Parents Involved in Education, thanks for joining us and all the great information on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews and The Drive.
At the new Freedom 96.9, no fake news, no crybabies, no snowflakes, just our commitment to let freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Got an exclusive number for you, 405-877-7663. It's Lee Matthews, and that's the number to McRoof, McRoof.us, the official Matthews Mansion roofer, and they should be yours too. McRoof will do more than just replace the shingles on your roof. They will fortify your roof, that is, to make it better than it was before. And they'll talk things over with your insurance company, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma. One roof at a time.
Shake off the work week and groove into the weekend at Sugar Creek Casino. The slots are hot, plus free music on the Showtime stage every weekend in the month of August. There's something for everyone. Free music and hot slots. Music, laughter, and memories. Sugar Creek Casino.
Are you looking for real and lasting health solutions? I'm Lee Matthews, and when my sciatica pain was driving me crazy, I found that Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your pain, fatigue, or mobility issues. Plus, Dr. Moss just released a new book, Design for More, and new patients get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Does any Democrat actually believe that they were victorious in anything?
Because it's very important to me that they know that they're not.
Like raising awareness and just like realizing stuff.
Now you see why I hate taxes, because that my money goes to these people.
I guess like they raised awareness of how bad they are.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about, how do we get the young people ready and get their careers launched? Apprenticeships is something that we're all talking about, and for you guys to step up and to create another 160 apprenticeships around electricians, we just think that's amazing.
That's Governor Stitt yesterday, where Google was announcing a $9 billion expansion to its cloud server farm in Pryor, also a data center and artificial intelligence research center to go into Stillwater. So that's great. And again, to me, it's classic irony that here we have the biggest, or at least one of the biggest tech firms in the world expanding its huge cloud server in Amish country, Oklahoma. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. A newly filed court document argues that Richard Glossop's legal team should be granted his release, claiming a binding agreement between the Oklahoma Attorney General, Gettner Drummond, preventing a new trial. The filing, Glossop's attorney Don Knight states the deal was never a plea agreement, but rather a civil dismissal release agreement, which he says is legally enforceable. Former death row inmate Glossop, who's been fighting for his freedom for decades, faces ongoing court proceedings. Legal analyst Irvin Box expressed surprise that Glossop's case is still unresolved. He said this has been going on for 30 years. It's like it's never going to end. Last month, a judge denied bond for Glossop, and the state rejected what appeared to be a plea deal. In the new motion, Knight claims that Drummond's approached him in 2023 to negotiate a settlement before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Glossop's conviction, citing an unfair trial. Glossop has spent 30 years on death row for the 1997 murder of motel owner Barry Van Treese. Under the proposal, Glossop would plead guilty to the lesser charge, accessory after the fact, which at best he's only guilty of, and be released for time served and waiving his right to sue the state for civil rights violations. That's the whole thing. They don't want to be caught up in a suit, and they know they would lose. Knight says the parties reached the binding settlement on April 23rd, which Drummond allegedly confirmed with an email stating, "We are in agreement." But earlier today, the judge in the case recused herself from the case, and no hearing was held, as it should have been. Richard Glossop's attorney said that they will share the latest as soon as they know. The judge did not give a reason for her recusal, but a new judge will have to be appointed to hear the case. So we'll see. This has been a stain on the judiciary of Oklahoma ever since the beginning. Richard Glossop, may have been a sleazeball, may have been a shadowy character, but he didn't do the murder. And even if he somehow suggested the murderer do the murder, all he's guilty of is accessory after the fact, or even before the fact, whatever that may be. Joe Pags is coming up next on Freedom 96.9.